This is a Stand Up Labs production, powered by digital media.
Hi, this is Stephen Wright, and I was on the show Race Wars tonight, and it's fun. There's a lot of fun in there, a lot of odd subjects, and it was very enjoyable. Thank you.
Stand Up Labs presents Race Wars, powered by digital media.
I have the power!
Yeah! How's it feel?
With Kurt Metzger.
You're out of your fucking mind, dude.
And Sherrod Small.
Settle down, bitch!
Race Wars.
Oh, it's time.
Beautiful.
Take over the show. Introduce yourself to the people.
This is Race Wars. I'm Lisa Traeger.
Yes.
Hey, and this is Dr. George Wallace. I'm sitting here having enough of the fun. That's right. Call somebody. Wallace is back in town.
Boom! Race Wars, baby!
Race Wars. We got it going on. We got questions for you. You have questions for us because hell is going to be up in here today.
Yes. Annie's back, too, over there in the corner.
Annie
Letterman.
And you. What is she eating? Soup? You're supposed to be on.
Eating soup.
It's still sexual the way she does it.
We are working, Annie. You cannot eat. You can
I
want to
spill
job.
That soup. Spill that soup all over your front.
I wasn't invited, so I thought I could eat soup.
Yeah, she just walked in here. She loves Race Wars so much, she just came in the building.
Well, I really do.
You
I
have
really
a lot
do.
Of fans.
She wasn't even on a list or nothing. They just let her
but
white
she got
face
through
right
security.
In.
White people can do that.
They can do that.
They can do that.
They can walk anywhere.
When you have soup, people feel bad for you.
Right. She right? Oliver Twist
they
herself
know
in here.
Something is wrong when you have soup.
Are yeah, they're new? Like, are you sick?
Are you know, you look like you don't know how to handle that microphone.
She thinks it's a dick.
That's
listen, she's fumbling and bumbling.
Don't laugh too hard, guys. I have blood clots. I went to the hospital for blood clots.
Did you?
And they're moving around. I'm on Xarelto.
Xarelto, yeah.
So if I fall out up here, so you just go, he's
Did you really have blood clots?
Yeah.
And not like the Jamaican kind, right?
Blood clot.
Come on, I'm not going to do that.
Don't do that.
What's a Jamaican blood clot?
Blood clot. Bumba red. Your ass clad.
Yeah, what is it?
Don't look on me head back.
Why do they hate gays so much?
Oh, boom, bye, bye in the batty boy's head. Ruben open with the nasty man, he must be dead. Giving him two shot dead to him chin.
What the fuck's up with that?
Yeah, I know some stuff. I mean, it's a bad message, but it's a good song.
What does blood clot mean?
As a blood clot. Google it. No, let her
a
work.
Blood clot, there's a clot in your butt.
Oh, I know
blood.
What that means. Oh,
but you mean his blood.
The Jamaican kind.
Yeah, we want
it's the
know.
Same thing. Same thing. It's a medical condition.
I think I just peed my pants.
Nice.
Nah, it's a blood clot.
Peed in your pants.
What are you doing about you? You been in town, Mr. Wallace?
No, Dr. Wallace just got to town this week. We are shooting a show, Louis C.K. Come on, explain it to my darling.
Louis C.K.? I never heard of him. Is he a comedian?
Louis Anderson, whatever the hell his name is, Louis Armstrong, one of the white guy with red hair.
Okay.
He's from Boston, and he's producing his own show.
Producing, directing, writing, and starring.
And starring Horace and Pete.
Oh, Horace and Pete, yes. Great show. Yeah. Dum Dum's on it. Kurt, who's late
Dum-Dum
coming in.
Dum Dum kills it.
Oh, Dum Dum kills it. Because it's like a documentary for him.
Yeah.
That character is him.
Wait a second. Is Steve on every week?
Steven Wright's on every week, and Kurt Metzger's every week. Edie Falco.
No, Stephen Buscemi.
Oh, Buscemi's every week.
Buscemi's
this guy is fantastic.
Yeah, Buscemi is great.
Unbelievable.
I have a scene with him.
Oh, really?
And it's really good. And it's just like I'm talking to him. Sometimes you get starstruck. I never get starstruck.
Right.
But it's some people just really.
He's got it.
Nucky Thompson
from Boardwalk Empire.
Well, he is amazing.
He has so many roles that like each person has their own like three favorite, and no one's the same. It's like so many good roles all the time, everywhere. So many good movies.
Yeah, I love him.
So
even in Grown Ups, when he played the dumb dude in Grown Ups, the Grown Ups
like Sadler movie, plays that homeless psycho.
I like to see his simple thing in the park. Well, a bench in the park.
Oh yeah, that's right. I didn't see that movie.
Was
yeah,
really Which cool. One? That was really cool.
A bench in the park.
Bench in the park. You just sit down and talk to friends in the park.
And then he's like so serious. Like he's like acting, and then he's like goofy and fun. I mean, it's wild to watch.
One of the weirdest dudes to look at, though.
No.
Don't you do that.
No way.
Don't you do that. Don't you?
Face like somebody pushed him down
Don't
a flight of stairs.
No way. Once you meet him, you would want to have sex with him, I feel like.
I love him. I love him to death. But how was he born a 49-year-old man? Was he ever a young dude?
He has been the same age forever. You're right.
No, Reservoir Dogs. He's a young man.
That was him young?
A young boy.
He looked like
he was a fireman. I mean, he's
in real life.
In the 80s, he was a fireman. And
maybe that's it.
Yeah.
He got some backdraft to the grill piece.
And
I'm never going to say anything bad about somebody I'm working with. He's an amazing. He has a that look, and he can't do anything to his face because he won't be the same guy.
You're right.
And now he's played the lead. In Boardwalk, he played the fucking man on top.
Nucky Thompson.
You can look whatever. And
you know what they did
want
to him on there, right? They killed him.
Well, spoiler alert.
Spoiler alert, it's been off for 2 years.
I haven't
seen it. For 2 years, yeah.
It's been off the
air
for how
long? Speaking of killing somebody, is Empire back on?
Empire is coming back on
it
this week.
It came on yesterday, was the premiere.
Yeah.
No way.
Yeah, yesterday.
Yeah.
But I can go to Hulu and find it?
I'm sure, yeah.
Now, weren't you on an episode of Empire?
Not yet.
I almost think I saw you on there.
You saw.
That's every black thing. I'm like, wasn't you on there?
Today I asked him, I'm like, do you like the Carmichael show? Because I assumed that he was on
there. He was the father
of Carmichael. Well, let me tell you what happened on the Carmichael show. I was asked to do the initial role of the pastor, of the wife's pastor.
Oh, okay.
And he came on the first episode. He got drunk at dinner, drinking wine. On his way home, he got drunk, terrible accident. And I said, I can't fly across country. This guy's going to die. Anyways, I'll never be back on, right?
Yeah,
right.
Give me a real role.
But they changed the role, and the guy's back all the time.
Oh.
But I'm going to kill him.
Oh,
so
that's
I
the money.
Take over. Yeah, I need the money.
That show's a hit now. It is the second season they picked it up.
Anytime you, listen, in show biz, do you know you can be on air just one season? That can make you tons of money, especially like a comedian.
Yeah.
Because you can always work the rest of your life.
Yeah, that's true. Nobody made more money than you. Let's be honest here. Let's keep it 100. God damn it.
Let's keep it
100.
Yeah,
you're rich.
Rich.
You don't wear baby blue velvet shoes if you're not really rich.
He's wealthy. He's different from rich. Motherfucker wealthy.
I tell people I did all right. I've been working all my life since day one, 39 years, 40 years with Seinfeld and I. And he has a little more money than I do.
A little more.
Just a little more money. But if I would be embarrassed to be with you guys if I were broke. You guys wouldn't have anybody, not to look up to, but if you're working that long, you should have something. People ask me where I live. I live in New York. I live in Las Vegas. I live in Atlanta.
You own several properties.
I am not going to lie to you. I own tons of properties. Tons of. But that's what you work for. You're supposed to work for to be successful.
Damn right.
Absolutely.
You shouldn't be ashamed of it.
You're not to be struggling out here. Yeah. I am. Now I'm trying to. I got so much stuff. I'm trying to get rid of it.
Can I have some?
I can take it off your hands.
You got to get a job. Okay.
I did not say that. That was her. You yell at her.
We both have masculine voices.
You direct that.
One of those dudes
you
said it.
One of those dudes. But yeah, life is good, man, and I wish everybody else to be good. You know, some people are hating on Kevin Hart.
Who's hating? But they're jealous.
Jealous. You know, the guy.
That's a hardworking guy.
You make all the
and
money
he's so
you
tall.
Can. Make all.
No, but if you follow him on Instagram, he's just like
Kevin
at a gym, on a set, on a stage, on a plane. He's
Kevin. Make all the money you can while you can because your career can end tomorrow.
Yeah.
You know, look at Andrew Dice Clay is a great example. He sold out arenas. Okay.
Yeah.
Now he's not so hot now, but he made the money when he could make it.
He's still acting his ass off. Yeah. He had the CBS show, and then he got nominated. Then he got
Blue Jasmine. He killed
Blue Jasmine.
Yeah, that was awesome.
You're right. So. He's
and a Woody Allen
it.
Movie. That's how good it is to be white. Even falling off.
And Dane Cook also. He was hot as hell.
Yeah.
His brother stole his money, but you know.
Ah, those Boston sons of bitches.
But he got the money back. He won the lawsuit, or
how
the brother?
You,
where the money coming
no
from?
Money,
you can win the lawsuit and get no money.
That's so crazy.
Oh.
Yeah, you're adorable.
You got no money, you're going to sue somebody, right?
And it's like, you sue me. Good luck with that. Good luck.
What else is going on in the world today? Everybody's having fun and having a good life in New York City and in America?
Everybody's getting ready for this primary coming up in New York soon.
Are you going to have a primary in New York? Why? Oh,
yeah, for presidential primary.
Well, that's Hillary. She'll win.
But what about Trump? Your boy Trump's going to win.
No, that's what
they're
I'm
just
looking.
Tricking us. They're killing someone on some island. And taking over something this country, and this is all just like a thing to
you
keep
think it's
us
wag
busy.
The dog, wag the dog,
wag the dog. Some shit is happening. Donald Trump is not real. This is some. You know what
well,
I mean?
Wait a second.
Hillary
it can't be
will
real.
Be president.
Let me ask you a question. Something is bothering me since I've been sitting
since
here.
Since you've met me,
and some people, not you, but people that are around me, and some people are like shocked. They're ready for the shock thing. They go in different direction that you would never think.
Yeah.
And for some reason, I don't know why. And somebody called me a Republican the other day, and I considered that to be kind of low, my part.
Well, on
lower
paper, you're a Republican.
What?
On paper, you're a Republican. All that money.
Oh, my God.
You sit on top of it.
Okay, now I'm going to explain it. You're the one I'm talking about. Who are you voting for? I got some strange reason, some strange intuition, not to be who you're voting for. He looks like an idiot that would like.
I'm going Trump. You know that. You know I'm voting Trump.
I bet you're not registered to vote.
I'm definitely registered to vote. I've voted in every election since fucking I was 18.
Wait a second. He
registered as an independent. I don't vote in the primaries because I'm not in any party.
This is bullshit.
I don't get down with the Bloods and the Crips.
He invited me up here to his show.
And Trump
and
needs your support.
Tell me.
Trump needs your support, Dr. Wallace. Will you get goodness. Behind Trump?
Oh,
on
my
this?
God. I cannot believe this. I'm sitting here. But that's one thing about me. I will be your friend no matter what, whether you're Republican or what. But if I were you, I would sleep with one eye open.
How would you kill him?
I'm just going to
knife or pillow or what?
I mean, as a comedian, how can you vote against Trump? As
Listen
a comedian.
To me, as
think
a comedian,
us,
that would be great. Everybody,
Hillary,
we make
you
money.
Can make fun of, too.
Yeah, They're going to call you a misogynist if you're making too much fun of Hillary. Sure, I want to call her a cunt.
Not if she's president. Once
sure,
she's president.
There's nothing wrong with Hillary. Hillary is a great person. She's most qualified than all of the candidates. She is the most qualified.
I would hit it, too, to tell you the truth.
Oh,
I'll smash Hillary.
No, you really
I'll give her a little taste.
In the same suit, one of those suits.
In a pantsuit. Pull a pantsuit down and fumble with her.
One time she had on the yellow and the black, and I'm going, oh, she's working for Hertz now. You know?
She's selling real estate for Century 21.
But she's going to do well.
Look how mad the girl's getting. She's our leader.
What, did we do something
I smiled.
Bad?
It just wasn't funny enough.
No.
You were,
Century 21? I don't care.
But you said Hillary would be great to make jokes about, and then you wouldn't even laugh at the jokes we just made in front of her right now.
I just expect more from you, Sharon.
Trump's better
for
jokes.
I laughed at the Hertz.
There's
then
no
you,
jokes
you
about
Hillary. Don't ever expect
Hillary.
More from me.
Hillary, you, I mean, Hillary. Annie.
Thank you. I'll take it.
You voting Hillary, too, Annie?
They're all
white
voting.
People hate what talking about they votes in what public. Look at that.
I didn't register to vote yet. I need help.
In your life?
No, I voted for Barack Obama, President Barack Obama.
You don't have to re-register.
You don't have to re-register.
Oh, you just moved to New York.
But I want to do it in Illinois, I think, because for my health insurance, I got to pretend I still live in Illinois.
Is that an absentee ballot?
You can do absentee ballot.
With your voting, with your health thing, you can still, if you're registered here,
I haven't gotten registered in California.
My license is Illinois. How does it work?
Well, it does matter in Illinois because they can vote often and they can vote twice.
That's right.
I mean, early and often,
because of Blagojevich?
He's still locked down. His appeal got denied.
Good. I once was hammered and ran at a St. Patrick's Day parade at him and yelled at him when I was a teen. I don't know. I didn't know why I should hate him, but I guess I was ahead of the curve. You know what I mean? I was just blacked out on St. Patrick's Day, but now I'm like,
he's like, hey, Lego hair.
Would you think anybody listening to us right now is not registered?
Yes. There's a lot of people.
The Race Wars podcast?
I'm serious.
A lot of people are probably registered now because all the stuff is going down. They want to be involved.
No, they can just talk on Twitter about it. They don't have to
do
anything.
Can they call us and tell us if they're not registered?
Somebody call in. Some of our truck driver brothers is out there listening. Yeah, call in.
Hold on. That's low right there.
If you're not registered?
Truck driver brothers? What are you doing? What the hell is wrong with you? Truck driver brothers?
Yes, I'm only talking about the good truck driver brothers, like the one that Tracy knows.
Oh, I'm a little slow on that one. I just got that. But after he got that award, he felt much better real quick after he got that award. Didn't
the money? It'll straighten me out.
But he still didn't get enough. God bless him.
Nothing's enough, but he got pretty much what the biggest you can get.
Well, that's good. I'm so proud of him. That is so good. And I don't know him that well.
Yeah.
I don't know him that well. You know him?
Yeah.
Yeah, well, I would like to get to know him. And some people I don't know, I would like to get to know. I wish Stephen Curry was my son.
Oh, why? Because he high yellow? Because he red bone? Or because he got a jump shot?
He's just smooth, man.
Do you have any kids?
Yes, I have four kids.
Nice. Right.
But they're not mine.
Okay.
They're my sister's kids that I raised.
Okay, cool.
Oh, okay, that's nice. That's right.
And I put them through college and all of that stuff like that. And,
see, that could have been a reality show if that was going on now.
They're still begging money. Well, that was kind of like what Bernie Mac was about, right?
Right.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Yeah.
That was his sister's kids, right?
But I'm sure. Really think people out there, if you're a dumb truck driver brother, you can call in.
Y'all know the number, 866-969-1969. That's 866-969-1969. Oh!
You know what I just
call in,
learned?
Talk to Dr. Wallace.
You know what I taught?
Convince him that Trump is the man that you need to vote for.
I just learned the term lot lizard, and I really like that. I think it's funny.
What's that mean?
Lot lizard or truck stop hookers?
If it isn't the human torso.
Yellow Dracula?
I brought... you call me Yellow Dracula? I brought Stephen Wright and Mumps, but they're in the bathroom.
Okay.
Bring him in.
That's ready for him.
I'll stand if...
Yeah.
Listen to me. I'll get up and let him sit. I go, Stephen...
Dr. Wallace, don't you ever say that you're stand.
I will. Wait to the couch, and then...
They can share a mic.
We're going to share a mic. I'll stand.
What?
I'll stand.
Kurt, let me ask you a personal
next
question.
Next to Mom's yes.
You texted and said that you were late in traffic now.
Yeah.
This is the second time I've been here.
Right? He's been late both times, huh, Dr. Wallace?
No, the last time he did he show up?
Oh, he wasn't here at all. That's
he
right.
Didn't show, he invited me.
That's right.
And it's so rude.
The last time Dr. Wallace was here, you wasn't here at all.
Yeah, specifically because I wasn't here.
Oh,
and I
Kurt.
Said, be filling. I wanted by the filling Kurt to be George Wallace.
You should be so lucky, Kurt.
I was that today? Lucky. He filled in beautifully.
He spilled over your cup. What it runneth over.
I'm doing a lot of things wrong.
What?
Oh yeah,
that's not new, is it?
We can put somebody here too.
Oh, okay. So
I'll
that,
go there.
Yeah, put her there. Okay.
So go over there, and then if we get to
it's
news,
it's gonna look a real boys' town up front.
What happened to
do
my?
You hear me?
The producer
oh,
yeah, lady.
Yeah. Oh, Aaron, she's out smart. Tonight too.
Aaron is in San Francisco working.
It's gotta be me because every time I come here, somebody doesn't show up.
Well, what is she, what
but
is
who's
she doing
always
in San
here?
Francisco?
You me and Trump. He's mad that I'm supporting Trump.
What, are you straight up supporting Trump for real?
Off the jokes, maybe.
Oh, look at him. Look at.
Let me think
jokes.
About it. Goddamn.
Do you know
jokes.
Only what's his name? Bruce Jenner is allowed, or Caitlyn Jenner is allowed to support Trump freely. Like Caitlyn Jenner could be like, I vote for Trump, and we get away with it. That's
no,
it.
Not in her community. They hate her for that.
Caitlyn Jenner is not.
The transsexuals hate her for Trump.
Caitlyn
right
Jenner
now.
Does not get a pass anymore.
No, really? She's not. No, Jenner's show
no,
got canceled.
She's fucking done.
She was woman and of her the year just last year.
Over.
Yeah, her show got canceled.
She was the woman of the year.
Her 15 minutes as a woman are done.
Oh.
Okay, we got Doug. Doug's calling in. Let me get to the line. And
let's talk to
who's
Doug.
Done.
Doug.
I don't like not
we
looking at George.
We got Doug. He's in Colorado. Dougie, you hear me?
Yep, I can hear you, Sherrod.
There we go. We got Dr. Wallace on the phone, too. Say hi to Dr. Yeah. Wallace.
Good evening, Dr. Wallace.
Good evening. What can we what can we do to make your day better? This guy's calling from Colorado.
Yes.
You know he's high. Do ask him right
he
now.
He might be voting for Bernie, though, if he's Colorado. What are you voting
if
for
he's
there,
young,
Dougie?
No.
I'm actually voting for nobody.
You're voting for nobody?
I'm voting for nobody. I'm going to follow the very well-known George Carlin bit. Fuck everybody. I vote for nobody. It's all y'all's fault.
That's a vote for Trump.
Okay.
That's what I said. And George got mad.
John. Is it John?
It's Doug.
Doug. Do me a favor, Doug. Make a purpose to vote so you'll have so you can't complain. You got to vote for somebody.
That's what I said.
Okay. You got a lot of good things.
The last thing I voted for was just for the marijuana initiative.
Do you want to hear Sarah here, Stephen?
You really need to vote. We want you to vote, and you're going to be happy when you do go vote. And you're going to say, I'm glad I did vote, and I want you to get that message out, okay?
I'm afraid I don't agree with Dr. Wallace. Don't do anything.
Yeah, but I don't want either one of them fucking retards in office.
Well...
Well, let's hang the fuck up on you.
You don't like those people.
Thank you, Doug.
Yeah, thanks, Doug.
So let's just greet Mums right now.
Yes,
who
yes.
just came in with?
What's up, Mums? How you doing, man?
I'm good. Good
Steve,
to see you.
Stephen Wright came in.
And
oh,
Stephen Wright.
How are you? How's
I
going?
Will be quiet for the rest of the evening, okay?
Stephen only was comfortable because you came.
Well, it's... And the mic is yours, sir.
It's unbelievable.
We have all the respect for you.
You know what? I have nothing left to say.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, put that mic on.
I mean, in general. I mean, I've been talking.
That's Stephen Wright straight up. I have nothing to say, and he hasn't said anything yet.
Is this the first podcast you ever did? Have you been on a podcast before?
Wait a second. This is a podcast?
Yeah
but it goes on the radio station.
That's how we got you.
It's wasting my time on a damn podcast.
No, that's how we got the guests.
It's also on a radio station, too. But yeah, this is a podcast. We just a glorified podcast.
And then we put it up after it goes out live.
Okay. Yeah.
So it's both things.
Oh, good. So it's archived.
Yeah.
Have you done any of these before, Steve?
Not in here, but I've done one.
You've done a podcast?
Yeah.
They were trying to Google you to see if you'd ever done a podcast before.
Yeah, nothing
what,
came
Mark
up.
What, Mark Maron?
Oh, wait.
Mark Maron, yeah.
Another,
what the hell is taking him so long?
Steve does.
He was looking through his phone.
I feel like some weird slave just standing while all of you are sitting.
I know.
Like an Orthodox Jew woman just in the corner.
Yeah, you belong like an Orthodox Jew. But here's what's going to happen, because they can only do an hour here, and then we just cycle you, the girls, back in. So it's not just
a
dick
of the show.
Well,
I have a spot. I have to leave at 7:45.
Well, you got to go.
Me too, girl. She has a spot, and I told her she cannot.
I was going to cancel because I love chatting so much, but George said I got to go.
I'm a comedian.
Wow.
I'm a comedian, and I'm been in the business a long time. Yeah. Never miss a spot if you have an opportunity.
Yikes.
You cannot miss a spot.
Us poets think the same way.
You poets, and yeah. You poets have lots of spots. Yeah. Don't you?
Yeah. We also got a lot of things to talk about.
Kurt always tells me to cancel spots.
Yeah, regularly. But that's just you specifically. It's not something with comedy. So do you have you met Mums
no,
before?
No, never met him. No.
So Mums I met years ago, dude.
I don't think so.
Yeah, I think we may have met.
Maybe.
Well, you guys gotta make up your mind.
Oh,
what,
your
you
money?
Think you're mad or you thought
no,
you
because no. Dr. Wallace will pay you right now for it.
I do. I have lots of money.
Well, so it
well,
was
good
university.
To see you again, man.
Same here, brother. Same here.
No, Mums is a cool dude. I met.
Yeah, I shot everything down in Balti too, right? If,
oh no, I didn't do the Wire.
Oh, what you do?
I did Oz.
Oz.
He was.
Oh, y'all shot in New York?
Yeah,
and he was Lysol.
Right. Was it over in Queens?
No, we shot in Chelsea Market.
Oh
yeah, this
wow!
Is years ago,
and I heard that was a wonderful show. I didn't see it, as I said before, because I work. I'm the only comedian.
They have DVRs; you could catch up. There's no reason not to watch Oz.
Wasn't Wendell
he's
Pierce a part of that show?
No, Wire.
He's the Wire.
Well, Oz, that's the one where people were getting screwed in.
Yes.
I saw that.
Of course you did.
They was getting the butt
I've
cheeks.
I've seen everything with a man-on-man rate, like Deliverance,
yeah.
Pulp Fiction. I've watched every...
You watched it in slow-mo, though, so...
Yeah, I saw that scene probably six times, but
you
I saw Pulp Fiction
it.
Twice.
Did you?
No, but I've watched it. But if they were in love, if it was not a rape, and he was just like...
You couldn't watch
Ving
it.
Well, Rames, yeah. I love you. I'd so, be like, get this off right now.
So no Brokeback Mountain, you didn't watch that?
No, too, the love
you
was
didn't
the
watch
disturbing
Brokeback
part.
Mountain?
I did watch a little
yes,
of it.
Yes, you did. Of course you did.
I stopped after I came.
I'm sure no one here watched Girls, but not this last episode, but the episode before, there was an intense gay, really love scene. Like eye contact,
that
anal
wasn't
fucking.
Gay. That's
it was
Dunham.
Weird.
Don't be
what?
Mean.
No. It was like missionary gay sex. It was really intense.
Well, missionary gay sex is interesting.
You got some nerve.
Yeah, it was uncomfortable.
It's just amazing that in Mission.
What? Isn't Girls on
HBO?
Girls. Wouldn't it be Girls?
No.
There are some gay men in the show as well, and some straight men too.
Have you seen Girls on HBO?
No, I haven't.
What do you look at?
Artie,
just
Artie
by,
Mike.
Like it's haunted. Artie, look at him. What do you like, Steven? What will you watch? He'll come back.
Yeah, he'll
I
come
watch
back.
A lot of murder.
That's what I watch, dude. Murder
like
shows,
real,
right?
Real murder, like
the
Dateline and
forensics.
Yes, and,
Forensic Files.
Yeah.
That's
yeah.
a good show.
I'm addicted to it.
Because I can't see the beginning and not watch it all the way through.
Yes,
but
you
Forensic
have to
Files
see.
Is all old ones. Like, they need to come up with new ones. I've seen all of them. I've rewatched them. You know you're a fucking loser when you rewatch the same fucking murder.
Maybe you're in a hotel.
I love Snap. You ever watch Snapped?
Yeah.
That's what old
about
women
SWAT
killers.
Murder. You like
old women murderers?
Yes.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Like
we're bonding. Me and Richard White are bonding.
They're real stories.
Oh,
yeah,
real
the
stories.
Women snap and then they murder.
Yeah, it's real stories.
Wow.
Absolutely real stories.
By the way, Snapped is the only time I've ever heard a woman say, yeah, it's my period, and she was in court for murder, and that was the defense. That's
she
the
snapped?
One time I've ever seen
really?
It. No, it was PMS. One time, trial for murder. No other instance in life.
There's also a theory about knee injuries and feet in women's basketball that has to do with periods, but
what is
knee injuries?
It.
Yeah,
they
there's just
the
like
blood?
One ligament or something that
is
does
that
something
true?
Weird during a period.
It's always during a period.
Yeah, and so a lot
period?
Of the girls.
Is that the first period, second period. I did a joke. I did a joke.
That
we
was
all,
amazing.
We always thinking. But I can't believe, let's once again, I'm going to put all my attention on Dr. Wright. We're here with Stephen Wright, and we all learned so much from you. And it's just awesome to be
see
sitting
you.
In a room
yes,
with you.
Yes, yes.
This
nice
is a show
see
of
you,
yeah.
George.
Yeah.
Why are they calling you doctor? Are you really a doctor?
Don't you feel better since you're talking to me? I deliver comedy. We are better. Stephen, you're a doctor also. We do moms, all of us. We do more, and all of us. We're comedians, everybody. Lady.
Yeah.
Liza. We make more people. We make more people feel good, more patients feel good than any doctor everywhere. And people come into our shows, and we make them feel better, and they don't know that they make us feel better, too. When we see happy people, it makes us happier. Because laughter is the greatest medicine in the world. And we encourage people to overdose on laughter. Do you know you can't even fake a smile without feeling better?
Wow. This is a little too much eye contact for me, George. While you're talking about happiness.
She never stared Black History Month in the face.
Lift every voice and sing.
Oh, dude.
No, but comedy is good for your health.
I mean, no, it's the best in the world,
it's
Mom.
The best medicine.
Name something better. Like I told you guys, I'm on a blood clot, right? And yeah. I'm on that medicine called.
Wait, what?
Xarelto.
He's on Xarelto. Okay,
right, yeah, okay. And so and
I already did the Jamaican
I'm
joke.
I'm kind of like, what's his name? Chris Bosh.
Yeah. You know, oh, yeah, that's
I'm
right.
I'm on that medicine, you know? And I feel good when I'm around. I told you guys today, when I'm working with you guys,
yeah,
I feel good.
You feel good.
I can walk out of here and fall dead, but you got to say he felt good 2 minutes ago.
Yeah. Can't you replace that Xarelto with, like, weed and, like, laughter?
No, maybe. You cannot. What are you, the health minister of South Africa?
No, you need medicine.
Beetroot and garlic.
Herbs and mushrooms.
So, guys, sorry.
So, no, we're just still giving attention and props to Mr. Wright.
The doctor.
How long have you been on that medicine for the blood clots?
Oh, I was on it before I got the clots.
Were you?
No. I got the clots. And I was walking through the airport, and I was out of breath. It was like I was walking through Jell-O, and I don't play around. I went straight to Emory Hospital. You know Emory in Atlanta?
Mm. Yeah.
Because I said, if they can do something with Ebola, they can work with my black ass. So that's what I did.
I think that's their motto.
Dr. Wallace, can I just ask you a question?
Yes, sir.
What is the actual, like, illness? It's not called the clots. Like, what's the illness
you're talking? Embolisms. It's a deep vein
thrombosis, right?
Thrombosis,
yeah.
Like, if you're on planes a lot, you get that,
I get
can't
on planes,
you?
Yeah. And it's from sitting a lot. The problem is, it's not only on planes. It's when I'm not doing anything. I stopped the show in Las Vegas a year ago, and I'm sitting at the desk, and I'm on the computer all day. And do we all sit down all day?
Yeah.
Is that what we do?
Well, I go for long walks every day.
Well, that's what I'm doing
quite
now.
Active.
An hour? I'm trying to get in my 10,000 steps.
Turn your attention, Doctors Wright and Wallace, to Annie here, you'll notice she's very active and has what's known as shot putter shoulders. And I think we all should recognize
shot putter shoulders.
This
javelin champion.
They've been mentioned on several podcasts today.
She does have European shoulders.
She has Bane shoulders.
Well, hold on a second. Something has happened here that I did not notice.
What?
We have another lady in the show.
Oh, that's Karen.
Lovely lady.
Karen's news tonight because there's no Aaron.
Yes, I'm news.
Are you going to do some news today?
Yes, sir, I am.
Very exciting. Okay. But you have no news, no copy in your hand.
No, I have. It's just all in here. It's this.
Oh, yeah.
Everything is on the phones now.
Welcome to the future, sir.
Amazing. I'm just so excited. This is wonderful.
Did you go more blonde?
Yes.
I love it.
Yes. Thank you.
What is this show turning into?
I don't care for it. Listen, I don't care
for it. We got Steven right here,
really
God damn it. First podcast ever. I believe he said.
No, I'm
going to be quiet. Y'all ask him
blonde.
All the questions. I'm giving all my time to Mr. Wright. Y'all give him all the time. I don't know if he started before me, but I used to watch him do all of those Tonight shows and everything.
Oh, yeah.
Any TV show you did, it's just like, God, this guy. When you did the joke, I think the first joke I saw, I heard was not the first. Was it 7-Eleven? Why do they have locks on the doors or something like that? If they open 24
hours.
Not in a row.
Why do they have locks on the doors? I thought you're just so unique. And you still are. So.
I love you too, George.
Well,
you're hilarious.
You know, my job is to make up shit and tell lies.
That's what we do. We tell lie after
That's
lie
why.
After lie
it's
after lie.
Listen to me.
They're funny lies. We're funny in the funny lie business.
We are professional bullshitters. Okay, let's make them professional bullshitters. And that's why we can tell one around the block. That's why we know about Donald Trump.
That's right. Bullshit is the only true art.
Well, here's it's good the doctors are in because. The reason Mums want, because you want to get into something about what you don't like about jokes. So then now you got Dr. Wright and Wallace bring your complaints
to. I was telling Kirk earlier, and, you know, I got this thing about comedians who say, well, all black people do this, and white people do this.
Enough about my set.
Yeah.
I do that
sometimes.
Sure,
did you hear this?
I do that sometimes because it's true. You know, white people have pimples. And black people have bumps. you ever hear white people say, pop that pimple?
You can't.
What do we black people
say? You
gotta
melt your bumps
down. Bust that bump.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I didn't know.
So you don't like the association with the white.
I don't like the generalizations. Uh-huh. And it even goes into politics. Somebody told me, because I like Hillary Clinton.
Yeah. I'm sorry.
Somebody said, well, you're voting against your own interests.
Why?
Like, Well, how do you know what my interests are?
They're assuming that because you're black.
Because I'm black. Exactly.
Why would that be against your interest to vote for her?
I don't get that then. I still don't get that.
Yeah, I don't get it.
Yeah, I don't get it.
Well, they...
why are you voting against your own interest? She's a Democrat. You know, Democrats don't do everything for us that we'd like to be done, but they... We don't... You don't see a lot of...
Their time is up.
Because she's not Bernie, is that what that means?
Yeah,
because she's not Bernie. Hold on a second. He is really starting to bother me. He says
Stephen A. Smith was right when he said all black people need to not vote for Democrats for 1 year. And take
this
back
is
the
not
power
the year,
of your vote.
Like how
this
the churchy people
the
did with the Republicans.
This
like,
is not the
vote
year.
For you.
Take back your vote. If they always know who you're voting for, you have no power.
But there's all kinds of black people. There's
black people
who have been rich for a very long time.
George Wallace.
I know. He's got multiple properties.
Dr. Wallace.
Still like money.
Why do you like Hillary Clinton?
I like it. You know why? This is going to sound sexist. This is horrible.
It is.
You think it's...
I like Hillary Clinton because it's time for this country to have a maternal leader.
That's
a great answer.
Yeah. Like the
we need a mommy.
I'm pretty sure Bernie has tits.
And she's gonna make it in, and we're gonna make a big difference in the Supreme Court. President Barack Obama gave the Republicans a great hand.
Yeah.
And with this guy, because if Hillary gets in, she's gonna go for one of those.
Yeah, she's so maternal, she's so maternal as Hillary.
Yeah, I know her as Wire Mother.
She makes Margaret Thatcher look like Claire Huxtable.
Yeah. Well, that's true.
Hey. The most maternal. What is this thing?
Well, she's
like baby crying.
She's a smart woman.
She is.
She has a lot of experience.
I agree. Yes, come on.
She's ready to go in and work for day one. She's ready to get right to the job.
Yeah. She will answer the phone in the middle of the night.
Bernie Sanders is very smart, but you just know this free college education, it can't happen.
And by the way, I'm against that.
I like Bernie Sanders.
I know his ideas. Where are you going to pay for free? I love free.
I think we voting it out already before.
If college is free,
Congress,
all the value of like getting your fancy degree, that's out the window if everybody could just get it. Yeah. It has a value to it because not everyone could do
it. Plus, I had to pay for my college, let those other kids pay for their own
college. Private colleges are going to say fuck you anyway.
Yeah. Right?
Yeah.
I don't see anything wrong with free college.
Well, not maybe just no interest on the loans would be nice.
No, that would be good too. Kill that too. I would say there's nothing wrong with that. No, I say pay no interest on it.
Yeah, they shouldn't pay interest on it. Yeah, but that's them just trying to, you know, make money off of kids who don't even have jobs yet.
Well, my college went out of business, and you still have to pay the loans.
Well,
they didn't even,
Trump University.
Hold on. Your college went out of business?
Out of motherfucking
business. The WWE Monster Factory?
You went to Trump University. Trump University. Oh, my goodness.
What school did you go to?
What college was it?
The College of Santa Fe in New Mexico.
It deserved to go out of business.
Yeah.
Are there any,
it's not,
are there
it
any
wasn't
people in New Mexico? We don't know but one city in Mexico. That's are there two cities in New Mexico? Albuquerque? Nobody can spell
I know,
that.
Yeah.
Albuquerque.
Roswell.
Santa Fe.
Roswell.
I've been there before.
Santa Fe.
They have a Las Vegas there.
Colorado.
Las Vegas.
They got a Las Vegas. That's true, too. Mm-hmm. I worked a casino there. But
that must
are
be
you
sad,
born and raised
though.
In,
no, I'm from Philadelphia,
Las
but I
Vegas,
lived in
New Mexico?
Santa Fe for 7 years.
Oh.
We're going to Vegas. Las Vegas, New Mexico.
You know, Philadelphia is where they passed the Constitution. You know that.
I did know that.
And there was only 4 million people in America when they signed the Constitution.
Wow.
That's it. And it was the largest country in America.
That's where they passed it?
And they have,
who swallowed it, Franklin?
But it's amazing that, I think we should amend the Constitution. Change it to
totally agree.
To how we live today.
Yes.
Because those guys were old. They had no idea how we're going to be living today.
Yeah, they don't know about skinny jeans.
So what'd you change?
Flip flops and stuff.
No, I think we should break up like 4 or 5 different countries. One country is a mess. Let's split up.
Yes.
We're never going to agree. Get these people away from me.
We can work it out.
There's over 300 million people in this country.
I just can't handle it anymore.
Yeah. You don't want to break off from them.
Lisa. Yeah.
If you get invaded, you need those ones you're trying to break off.
You think we should break up into 3 different... Let's just do by the time zones. 4 different...
I think New England.
White people land. Are we on the same page? Oh.
You can have it.
I just want to split up. You know what I mean?
The South, the North, and the West.
No, I think we should do by time zones. That would be cool.
I'm down with that too, and we could get along, and then Florida can just kill itself and whatever. You know what I mean? Like, Split it up.
Hey, a lot of boy bands coming out of there.
Florida is the most screwed up state in America. Just when you think they've outdone themselves, think all the shit that's happened in Florida.
Yeah. We need Florida.
They have the highest rate of people like shooting at McDonald's and Burger King employees for no reason.
That was a guy robbed a McDonald's for no reason. He threw an alligator through the window to rob. And Tiger Woods got his ass whooped in Florida.
We need Florida.
And they
Florida.
Had the Zimmerman, yeah. George Zimmerman.
Makes us feel better about ourselves.
Plus Florida, here's the thing with Florida. Yeah. Florida's confused because it's a southern state, but it's not really a southern state.
Because all of the northern...
Well, Miami's not the...
Miami. Well, we count Jacksonville as just, you know, Georgia's
Jacksonville
basement.
That's Georgia. That's Georgia. And Miami is Cuban.
Yeah, well, yeah.
So it's just torn between itself. And then you got all those sexy kids turning all those pedophiles down there.
Yeah.
As they do.
The guy who got,
the guy who got
his face eaten off.
All those boy bands teasing those pedophiles
down. Hold on. People get their faces eaten everywhere. You just don't hear about it all the time.
That's true.
When it's Florida,
some kind of salt you eat that one makes you want.
That's not what it was. Some cop just goes, oh, maybe he's bath salts. And then it became bath salts. Yeah. But they have no idea. Yeah, what it was. The guy was just crazy.
Have you ever eaten a person?
It's probably that fake marijuana.
A person?
Yeah.
Well, what do you mean, like,
how do you feel
like
about
Jeffrey
animals?
Jeffrey Dahmer was eating people at one time.
I feel like if one of us was a cannibal, we wouldn't just freely admit it right now.
Or we've just been waiting for someone to ask us. Oh, yeah, of course.
I mean, he was eating black people.
Are you offering?
He was eating black men, Jeffrey Dahmer. Yeah.
So he's either racist or really cool.
He likes dark
meat. Yeah, there was a lot of different boys with Dahmer. They weren't all black.
How young were they? Were they young boys?
They were young.
They were teens.
Old enough to eat.
I think if you eat one person, you know, you could be a little curious, you know. But you
they
know,
said it tastes like pork.
Yeah,
you can eat a pig's foot. Long you can pig. Eat a baby's foot.
A baby's foot. You are losing.
Yes, that's like veal, like tender.
If you're gonna eat a person, it might as well be a baby. They're cleaner.
They don't have clots.
I'll try the baby foot.
Like venison.
Venison. Yes. I don't want some old dirty man who's been sweating his whole life.
Yeah, too gamey. Dr. Wallace is too gamey. Take it away.
I want to pull off the bone meat.
We got to clean this act up. We still got Mr. Wright.
Maybe
here.
Dr. Wright will help us.
Dr. Wright will help us. Give all your attention for the next 5 minutes. Let's give the attention to Dr.
How do you feel about cannibalism, Dr. Wright?
I think it's going to catch you on in April.
As early as April.
Ooh, that's early.
Enough now.
That's before tax day.
That's
before April 15th or after April 15th.
Rich man, think about them taxes.
What part of the body did he eat first? Do we know anything like that?
Dahmer?
Yeah.
He liked to cut open their heads and pour Drano in it, and so then they would still be alive.
Yeah.
But like weird, and then he would like rape them and shit while they were kind of lucid, and then he would eat them.
Yeah,
he would eat the Drano's poisonous.
What was it? Your senior thesis? Why do you fucking know all of this?
How do you know this?
Murder Channel.
And like matter of factly,
first
too.
Of all, Steven, you should know this because you love murder channels. But listen, I've got a whole bit about this that we're getting dangerously close to. So let's please not get on my Dahmer bit.
No, because I used to want to be like a forensic psychologist and work with killers, and then I realized, you know, I can't. I just don't have those skills.
I had no idea that Drano made you a dum-dum if you put it in somebody's...
Yeah, no, it's not good for your brain at all.
They got to put that on the bottle.
Do you drink it or you take it with food? Can you take it...
No, it cuts your head off.
I huff it, but I, you know, whatever it is that you're into.
Wow.
He would just like them to be awake while he cut off body parts. You know, You know, it's just a preference.
Would he fry them or bake them? You think he seasoned them?
I don't know about the seasonings.
He had some frozen in his freezer when he got there.
That's
what
they
body
were.
Parts.
That's what they were.
Yeah, he had little patties. Made a little patties for the week.
Wow. Is that real?
Yeah, because he has those things, you know, that meat.
That's great.
The thing that comes on TV, they sell at night, that were great. Yeah. That's the meat. He had one of those.
Well, look, guys, the important thing is he's in heaven now. So.
He accepted Christ.
That's how you go.
You know, Kurt was a Jehovah's Witness, too. I bring this up, too.
You were a Jehovah's Witness at one time?
Yeah.
I say he still is.
Do you ever knock on people's door?
Of course,
like that?
Yeah.
I want like to fuck you.
I want to dump Drano in your head so bad and fuck the whole
Drano head.
Yeah, people didn't care for it. I don't know why they're so attached, but now, you know, they probably internet preach, and I haven't been in it for a while.
I haven't seen Jehovah's Witnesses a while. Who's the people we used to see at the airport? What happened to them?
That's
Hare Krishna.
What happened to them?
That's
my cousins
today.
Are Hare Krishna.
42nd Street. They were. They're 42nd Street, Times Square.
Are you serious?
They still live banging the bongos and all that.
And the orange,
but guess
and
what?
The
Listen, my uncle... Because my cousins were that. My mom.
So he left Jehovah's Witness and he went
No. Here's what happened. My mom and her sister were Catholics that got angry about it.
And they left.
They joined weirdo religion. So one aunt who looks just like my mom, Hare Krishna, which is Jehovah's Witnesses of Hindus. And then my mom became Jehovah's Witness. And she did the whole thing with the temple and all that.
I'm starting to understand you much better after all of this.
Yeah. See?
I didn't know there were white Jehovah's Witnesses.
Oh, yes.
And that a lot of people don't because, especially in Philly, or a place
New York.
And I will say this for them though, when I was in Philly, I had a place to stay, and like it was like a brotherhood. It really was like that. What? Yeah. What'd you say?
I was wrong. I was thinking about the Muslims. So
hey,
what was
the weirdest thing
that
happened when you knocked on a door? Like when someone opened the door, what was the weirdest reaction that you had?
Oh yeah, this old lady. Because I was a kid too, so this old lady, she looked frightened. She went, "I'm not Jehovah. I am not Jehovah." And just like,
did that freak you out?
No, I mean, I was just knocking on doors.
You still wanted to talk, didn't you? That's the problem with you guys.
I never wanted to do that. First of all, it was not that much of a thrill on my end, just so you know.
For a kid,
that
was wrong.
You got your little magazines. You're like, would you?
And the Watchtower. Is it called the Watchtower?
Watchtower and the Awake.
Watchtower.
And the Awake. And the Awake's the slightly more interesting one.
Don't they own all those empty buildings?
They just sold that for a shit ton of
$1 billion.
There's never been anybody in there. Lights are always on, and there's never anybody.
It's like Willy Wonka's chocolate factory.
They own all the warehouses down in downtown Brooklyn.
Come out.
Wow. And now they actually built one of the buildings. They already built condominiums in.
Wow.
That is a fucking right below that clock.
Yeah.
They got a whole full top floor. So full fucking view.
Isn't that the building they had to put in all kinds of people?
I think they sold it all.
I believe they sold it.
Oh, my God. But that building is like, that apartment's like $12 million.
Yeah. No, Brooklyn is not the Brooklyn I remember.
No.
No. Brooklyn is...
No, but it's annoying when you talk to someone, they're like, oh, I remember Brooklyn. There used to be dead bodies. And it's like, I don't know, you know, like...
It wasn't dead bodies.
You know, chill out. Like, why is that cool?
It was less white people, and that's why it was cool.
I get that, but it's
you're
like,
next to Stephen Wright, and he knows why it's cool.
You're next to Stephen Wright.
Yeah.
Mr. Wright, are you traveling? Are you working across the country now still?
Oh, yeah. I go out on weekends, do shows. Going to Texas. San Antonio and Austin.
Okay.
I don't know where it is, though.
Are you doing Moon Tower?
No.
He's a real comedian.
I did that a few years ago.
He doesn't know where he's going. That's a real comedian. I just go to people. Where are you going? I don't know.
Have you been traveling?
I don't know. I just got to go to the airport all the time.
He's all clotted up.
I've done 6 million.
We know he was in Atlanta.
I've done 6 million miles already, so I travel quite a bit, And
Traveler's Club.
But you're going to be in Texas in two places. You don't know the name of the clubs.
No.
You don't know the dates.
Yeah, set Friday and Saturday. No,
you
really.
You heard it first.
This Friday and the second. I didn't mean just in general. Friday and Saturday.
this Friday.
I can't narrow it down. I'm a very private person.
In which city?
What's that?
In which city?
San Antonio Friday and Austin.
Is there a name of? You don't know the name of the club?
No.
Okay, people that are listening in those areas, make sure you Google that. Make sure you're there. Two shows Friday, two shows Saturday, and we're gonna one show. You just get pissed off. You just do one show.
Just
and that's
one show.
Okay, well,
I
one
could
show.
Never do two.
So
I could
this
never
might be
remember.
You're doing a theater, or you're doing
theater. Yeah.
It's time for you guys to like chill in one place. George Wallace, Richard Wright, sitcom, like Sanford and Son remake, something like that.
I would like to do something, because that's been 30 years. That would be nice to come back and you know, since I'm on these clocks, I'm coming anyways, Elizabeth.
You two should have another version of Race Wars and try to get these guys off the air.
What is that, older Race Wars?
These guys
more
are
more respected.
So
I like that Steven has hardly been on any podcast and he comes to Race Wars. That is very Boston.
That's awesome.
and Steven, they're nice tonight. They can be so nasty.
We never nasty. We're sweet boys.
I was here, you were rude and nasty.
I wasn't even
was
here.
Awful.
I made it a point not to be here.
And I enjoyed it.
He loved it.
A lot of people say, Sherrod said there's more leg room in the show without me.
Yes. Kurt's got too much leg and torso for one human.
I like when you play the N-word song.
Oh, yeah.
We call it the nigger song
I
on the show.
I know, but wow. I felt
hold
unclear.
Hold on a second.
It's
write
my
a poem
favorite.
About that, Mims.
Do not use the N-word while I'm in the studio.
Of course not.
That's we why I didn't
do that. You don't do that. Just don't do that.
I it's didn't. Not. I just said the song was good.
You might as well have said it. You're a white lady saying the N-word.
Thank
that's
you.
That's just like saying it.
Well, she ain't that white. Just barely.
Is that because I'm Jew?
What's
or that?
Yep.
Are no, you, no, I didn't write the song. It's just a song we compose.
No, here's the song. Well,
the song's the best.
Explain the song, Kurt. Explain why we
here's what it is. Can I say what it is?
Yes.
It was if we had a story that would involve the N-word, right? We didn't want to say the N-word talking
right.
about it. So we would do a ceremony where Sherrod mashes his dick up on my shoulder.
I put my dick on his shoulder to give him the power.
We play the He-Man theme song. The He-Man theme song from the place He-Man.
Just say nigger throughout the show.
And for the duration of the show,
he's knighted.
We have the power.
It's a knighting.
Yeah. And the reason he puts his dick on my shoulder, so I say it, is because
why
it's
are you
worth
wasting
it.
Your time on his shoulder? Why don't you just go around and put it in his mouth?
I can reach from the shoulder, first
because,
of all.
Can I tell you why, George? Can I tell you why he does it? Because he's mean and he doesn't do what I ask.
I'm stingy with it.
I mean, come on. I go, come on, man. Don't hold it back.
Wait, and how does guy, that tie into the song, though?
Because the song is the He-Man song from the cartoon He-Man, where he said, I have the power.
Right.
But it's giving Kurt the power to say nigger.
It's the whole
put
show.
Put my dicks on his shoulder.
But just because we're trying to, it's not to
Stephen
like,
Wright loves it.
Yeah. Oh, my God.
Let me promote a show, speaking of the N-word. Now, that's a reality show that we're doing right now. All of us are doing right now.
Yeah.
And Horace and Pete.
I don't know if that's a reality show.
Oh, my God.
I think we're internet. You know. Go back in 1976. That's reality back in 1976. Yeah. And people are using the N-word. But you white people, see, I'm coming in as a black guy, right?
Yeah.
Right.
Back then, I was the N-word. So
it's a different generation.
But you white people were using the N-word more than I ever thought.
They
I
still
know.
Do in the comfort of their own home.
I miss it.
Is that true?
Yeah, I miss it so much.
He's a Jew. We can't do
he's
that.
Not a Jew.
Not
he just
either.
Talked about how he's a Jehovah's Witness.
You don't find it lovely when white people call each other the N-word?
I was walking down 42nd Street.
Do they?
Not 72nd Street, and I heard two guys behind me say, "What's up, my nigga?" And I turned around, and it was two white guys hugging each other.
Yeah.
And I said, I think I better
you saw me
with
Steve? It was
yeah, that's true.
It was Ted Cruz and Donald Trump.
I said the N-word, not assholes. Those two are assholes.
Well, who do you think is worse, though, between those two?
Yeah.
They're both are bad. They're not good.
One is worse than the other.
Ted Cruz is way worse.
Thank you.
Yeah. Anybody thinks I'm
Donald Trump, he's malleable. He'll change his mind once he gets
hold
elected.
Hold on a second. Think I'm an asshole for saying that, but that's yeah. what
well,
I said.
Hold on a second. He's able to just stop. Donald Trump is what? Malleable? What did you
he's flexible.
He's flexible.
Oh, you said valuable.
Malleable.
Could you write that down? I swear to God, I went to six. I have 3 degrees. That.
Malleable. It's Obama's
Karen,
daughter's first
write it
name.
Down for the man.
Yeah, who's going to write
malleable
it down?
Malleable Obama?
Malleable?
Malleable.
Karen will use her white hands to write that.
Day, didn't yeah. Malleable. It's just like
Karen,
valuable,
bring your
malleable.
White hands.
No, malleable is like flexible.
Yeah,
like,
it's like you
he'll
can
change
work
his
with
mind.
It.
We can right, work listen, with it. He'll make a deal.
I'm an older guy, but I'm eager to learn. Malleable. Yeah. I'm going to use that for the rest
you're
of my
life. You're malleable.
Malleable.
Yes, yes.
Yeah.
Okay,
it's
malleable.
Also a black girl's name, Malleable Jenkins. Sweet girl, can take a punch, named Peaches.
But Ted Cruz, man, Ted Cruz, he's scary.
I think he's
psycho.
Worse.
He's psycho.
Because that
psycho.
Guy believes that shit, yeah. Okay? And he, and that's what I said before, he's like, when you were in like high school and there's some kid who was like a Republican already.
Yeah.
And you're like, dude, we're like 13.
He's Alex P. Keaton and, from
yeah,
Family Ties.
He's Alex P. Keaton.
Yeah, with a briefcase no, 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 and yeah. a suit no, all already.
Yeah, and that's, and he never changed, that's creepier than Trump. Who used to give Hillary money.
Yeah.
You know, he's like a guy in a play that where he's running for president in a play. In high school.
Wait,
play.
Which one? Cruz or?
Cruz.
Yeah.
Yeah, you're right. It is like that.
Yeah.
So is kind of Margot Rubio.
What did Rubio. He say about Trump when Trump said something about his wife? He's like, you're a sniveling coward. It's
sniveling.
Like, what year is this? That's the attack?
What was sniveling?
Yeah. Someone who's a sniveling
who even,
coward.
By the way, who snivels
is this Shane?
Anymore?
That's right. Who snivels anymore? A lot of things we don't do
I think
anymore.
Big A from Opie and Jimmy show, Big yeah. A snivels, right?
Little,
when he talks, he goes,
yeah. Oh, that's sniveling. Yeah, okay.
Is that what that is?
Yeah.
I don't know what a snivel is.
People don't scoot anymore.
Scoot?
Scoot?
People don't scoot over. People don't scoot anymore.
I just scooted Lisa right off my chair.
We do scoot. People do. Young people are scooting.
They scooch. Scooch. Scooch.
This is cool. What you guys are going to do your
show? Yeah, Lisa's leave. Bye, Lisa. You leaving too?
Yeah, but I just love chatting. So I'm going to call an Uber so I don't have to talk. Thanks.
And where are you guys going to work? Because if we got some New York locals that are listening too.
I'm going to the stand.
She's going to the stand.
They're going to the stand on 20th and 3rd.
I mean, my spot's in 20 minutes, so it's not like they can come.
Where are you?
New York Comedy Club.
Oh.
Well, hell, if you can make it,
New York Comedy Club's good now.
Yeah, they
may be living upstairs. Yeah. You don't know.
That's true.
So we're going to assume that somebody tonight is going to say, you're not going to believe this. I heard you 15 minutes ago.
Will you be my agent?
I know more than a lot of agents do, I can tell you that.
Yeah, I bet you do.
Hey, guys, I got a question.
Yes.
What is the difference between Ubering and calling a cab?
You don't have to talk to nobody.
Wait, you have never used
the
Uber?
Map is here.
I've never used Uber.
I never.
Well,
I don't have to say a word.
You put your race into it. No, I don't. Get Uber, dude. It's so much better.
I just got a new.
Well,
okay, bye guys.
That's true.
Yeah, let's not talk about
we use Lyft.
Wow,
we
that
use
Uber
Lyft.
Came fast.
Yeah, yeah, we use Lyft though. Lyft is our sponsor of the show.
What is the difference between Lyft?
Lyft and Uber is kind of the same, but Lyft is better.
You know why Lyft is better? I'll just tell you why. It doesn't have surge pricing. It's just that surge pricing shit is so irritating. So that's why I give it to Lyft.
Lyft is much better.
But can't you? I'm wondering why. But this Uber, you're getting into a stranger's car. Oh, that's
like
an ISIS person. That's just an ISIS
dude.
Person.
People have gotten into the back of my car thinking my car was an Uber.
Really?
Yes,
that's
happened like three times already.
Why do you think?
The first time scared the shit out of me.
Oh my god! But it did.
Take the sign out of your window.
Why do you think they did that?
Because I guess it's because I have a dark colored car. I pulled over.
He's got a big pink mustache.
You also
on
have
the windshield.
A dark colored skin.
Oh my god! That's funny. They got in. What did you say?
I was like, what the fuck, dude?
Yeah,
he's like, oh, you're not my Uber?
But after
one woman tried to put her luggage in my trunk.
That's hilarious.
Sure, yeah. You should have put it in there and left.
Yeah, you should have drove her out to Pennsylvania.
No, listen, one time I was at a seminar. There was a speaking up doing that and left. Yeah, there was a restaurant called 72 Market Street and the guy in California. One of the guys owned it. It was in a movie, a big movie. He died. I forgot his name. 72 Market Street. But in any case, I went to his restaurant one night and I walked out. White guy pulls up in a car.
Yeah.
And I'm standing waiting for my car. The valet guy has gone to get my car. But the guy just jumped out of the car and gave me his keys. And I drove the fuck.
Good for you.
You should have.
I'll be honest.
I didn't give the keys back. I just left.
Go on the mic.
I got in my car. When I got in my car. He just went into the restaurant. He gave me his keys and went in the restaurant. And I just got in my car and drove off with his keys.
Oh, yeah. Wow.
Yeah. And I know probably there was some black guy. And he doesn't work yet. I gotta admit, wait a second, Steven. I was wearing a red jacket that night. Gotta admit that.
Yeah, nice.
I've had that happen to me.
What?
Standing in front of a restaurant, and the guy says, "Can you park my car?" And I say, "No, I don't work here."
Why did you say that?
I don't know. It was the first thing that came into my mind.
You piece of shit.
I know, I made a mistake. Well, story-wise, I made a huge mistake.
As smart as Stephen Wright is, he didn't get that one right.
Yeah, you're right.
I don't know. I don't work here. That's the dumbest answer I've ever heard. Any idiot would say, oh, you want me to take your car keys?
I would, too.
Was his car better than your car?
I don't remember. I didn't have a car. I was in some city.
Oh, now you're really stupid. You don't have a car.
No. I was in a city, like visiting a city. Right. I didn't have a car with me.
I don't have a car, by the way.
You don't have a car?
You don't have a car?
Yeah, I can drive, but I don't have a car. I've lived in New York for 15 years.
I'm in Manhattan. It's just too much to park it.
That's too much. Yeah, it's too much. I have a car. I live in the Bronx, though.
In the Bronx, in the boroughs.
So sometimes you have a car, sometimes you don't.
Yeah. I had several cars.
Yeah.
I had a car that had it was a Buick. I had license plates for a Hyundai. I had a registration for Ford.
Dude.
That's true.
I believe that.
Dude, I walked in, the guy I worked with, he was like, "You want the car?" I was like, "Yeah." He said, "Give me $300." And I gave him $300 and I drove off with everything, inspection.
Are you crazy? You could have gone to jail.
You ain't going to jail for that.
I'm from the Bronx.
I drove in a city with no license since I was 11 years old.
As long as you don't have a gun in it.
And if you got a weapon or drugs, they go like this, "Get out of here."
Yeah.
Yeah. We had our friend. Do you remember Franz Cassius, a comic?
Yes.
Because remember Franz went away for a while?
Oh.
Because he got called a handgun?
Franz is a friend of the show. He's been on before,
Franz
too.
Franz is jacked.
So he was in jail?
And in jail, by the way, he survived. People, for some reason, just thought he was, like, tough because his face.
Yeah.
And they didn't know him. They saw he was, like, the roughest guy. And he actually was protecting a couple of guys just from people thinking he was something.
Yeah. Wow.
He came on and told us about it. It was a fun cool story. Yeah.
Well, I hear you can survive in jail if you're funny.
Funny, right? Ha ha, funny gay.
It depends on the
job. You remember funny used to mean gay?
Yeah.
Funny used to mean he's funny.
Oh, yeah. And when the twisting of the wrist?
He's funny. Yeah. Yeah.
Man,
he's
funny.
Yeah, that's so offensive
right now. So,
Stephen,
this is one of your first podcasts, and this is different type one. Yeah, I mean, it's fantastic. And what do you think? We're just having fun talking and back and forth.
It's interesting. I think I watch a lot of prison shows too.
I do too.
I do.
You know I'm addicted to them. Why do you watch them?
Because I want
to
see if I could survive.
Even the stuff where they one on one with like maybe a counselor in a room. I'm like, I'm all in.
I don't know what it is. Isn't it amazing?
Are you enjoying OJ right now?
I haven't watched his.
It's
fantastic.
But OJ, it's not as good as Locked Up. Locked Up Abroad.
There's a new one, 60 Days In.
Oh, yeah, that's the one on A&E where regular people go into the jail.
They're undercover cops that are preparing.
They're not undercover cops.
I thought they were trying to be.
Muhammad Ali's daughter is one of them. It's not the
oldest. I saw
was a cop.
May May? Yeah. Oh, which one?
No, the oldest daughter.
Okay, let's call her right now.
It might be May May. And they go in. One dude is really having a bad time. That was one white dude.
Jared Fogle?
And he was. One dude was chasing him through the bunk beds.
Really?
Oh, it's so good.
They have a keyword. Yeah, they can get him out.
But only two people at the prison know that they're undercover.
What's the safety word? My ass is on fire.
They're just doing that. They're helping the prison system to find out what's going on in the jail.
How is Jared doing in jail?
Not good.
He got beat up.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Why he wouldn't give somebody his Subway sandwich? What happened there?
Some dude, some burglar sandwich.
Some
dude just did it just to get a rep.
Yeah. An older dude too.
Yeah, like a burglar or some shit. Yeah.
He's a child
molester.
He's a child molester.
He's not a molester. He was just watching porn.
He had the porn. Yeah.
No, but he went to another country to fuck a boy too. He did say on tape.
That's ridiculous.
I don't think he went to prison for that. But he said
he
on tape.
Went to another country.
Well, just to be fair,
I fucked a boy. It was amazing. And he's on tape.
He only got 17 years.
Just to be fair, other countries do have the better boys.
It's true, they do. I mean, we just. Honestly, we're at the
boys. The Far East. Come on,
you think
girls and boys don't look alike, right?
We didn't want it bad enough. We used to be the top boy country with all those boy bands.
We used to be at the top with the boys.
We used to be able to order in Miami. I'd order
when
a band
I came
of boys
to do
to
this
my room.
Show. Let me tell you, when I came
send up a band
when
of boys.
I came to do this show, I had no idea what I was getting into.
Yeah. Yes,
we have talked about every subject that
we're losing out to the Philippines.
Yeah,
this is wonderful.
They're way ahead in boys.
They got the boy butt market corner. Let's just be honest.
Philippines or
Moms,
Thailand?
Let's learn more about Mr. Moms. Now, Mr. Moms, we know about Mr. Wright, Mr. Moms. And where are you originally from? What are you? How do people know and love you?
I'm originally from the Bronx.
Then you got some island in you?
I do have a little island
in
me.
Who's the Trini in your family?
My grandmother.
Exactly. I know
I a
Trini.
A little bit of Trini, too.
My mother and father are Bermudian.
Oh,
Bermuda. Yeah, that's where all my.
Is that how you
is.
Pronounce that, Bermudian?
Bermudian.
Because that's been bothering me for a long time.
Really?
I thought it was Bermudan.
No, that's that. Yeah, that's not. No.
And then in that case, it would be Atlanteans,
right?
So, you know,
Atlanteans.
Yeah.
The cool one is Bronxonian.
Is that what it is?
Yeah.
Is it Manhattanite?
Manhattanite. Yep.
Yeah.
Brooklynite.
Yeah.
What is Queens?
Yeah, that's a good one. What are they?
I have no idea.
The Q Borough. What do they call the people?
I think that officially they're called Who Gives a Shit.
You might be right.
Hold on a second. That's a bullshit right there. Queens might be the best borough in
New York City. No, stop it. Brooklyn always, all day.
No, don't you ever say that, dude.
Brooklyn all day.
There's all kinds of people in Queens.
Oh, my God.
Brooklyn
Queens
all day.
Has got to
it's
be
the most
one of
the diverse city in the world.
The people
it is.
Cannot,
it's too
it
diverse.
Is,
right?
Yeah.
Now, you can't afford to live in Manhattan. We know that.
Queens and Race
War
is the most diverse places in the world.
Queens is probably the best borough and the nicest borough.
Take it from somebody who grew up in this city. Queens is whack. Brooklyn's where is
somebody
that?
Somebody who has to Uber from Washington Heights.
Queens is all right, but Brooklyn's where is that?
Hard.
I like crazy, I like Washington Heights, man. I really do like it.
Yeah, you can have it, too.
Yeah.
You can stay up there with those fucking home run hitters.
Oh, my God.
That was a light joke, because
I do. Yeah, I swear to God, I get
one on every corner. Right there.
Nobody said Staten Island. What's the problem there?
What?
A ferry.
First of all, it's the
and
most
then
racist.
Staten Island at the end
Staten
of that.
The most racist borough out of all the boroughs.
Shaolin.
You don't know. Are you serious?
Easily. It's not everywhere.
Easily. Easily the most racist.
That's where all the cops live. I will say, dude, because I'll have shows out there and I'll expect it to be just like dut da duts, but it's not like that.
No, they're not dumb dums.
But I had people that were not like, I know what you're saying, like most racist, but you're thinking of the Italian parts.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's the whole Colin, thing.
Because Colin, you know, from SNL, what's it?
Tom he grew up there.
He's an upper class.
They don't still own places like that. There's no Italian mafia still running.
Listen, the cops
get you out of Italian area.
We used to go play ball in Staten Island at Cromwell Gym. Big gym, like 15 full courts right by the water.
Yeah.
It was times where we were welcome there, and it was times where the cops was like this, we going to take y'all back to the ferry, you're not welcome.
Well, I mean, I told you to stop making noise. And I wouldn't have to do this.
That's right. Sorry for dribbling in a gym so loud.
Yeah. Parts of the Bronx are like that. There was an Irish neighborhood near my home. I could not walk through there.
Almost like Brooklyn, too. Howard Beach.
What, like, why? Would you be physically attacked?
I would be, like, verbally assaulted.
Yeah. And in
what are you doing in here, you little nigger?
They would never say that to you.
Yes,
listen, I went to Lafayette.
My mother cursed them out. Went inside and cursed them all out.
That's so strange that New York would have that.
It's pockets. Like, when I went to Lafayette, I went to Lafayette High School for 2 years near Coney Island.
Yeah.
All Italian, Bensonhurst.
You
only
went to high school for 2 years?
I went to Bishop Lachlan and graduated from there, a private school.
Oh, you went to private school?
Catholic
school. Now you're brother.
Giuliani went to the same school. He went when it was all boys, because he, he liked
the
Philippines.
We couldn't walk through the Little Italy in the Bronx.
They would chase us to the F train. They would chase us out to school.
Yeah.
it depends on what day it was. It was the spring.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And Little Italy was like a little pocket. It was surrounded by blacks and Puerto Ricans.
Yeah.
Wow. And it was just this little pocket,
of course you
could not walk through.
That's why you have to walk with a group of people. Now, when it was a group, then we started wilding, tearing up storefronts.
Yeah, exactly.
Wow, so you
things have changed. You needed a balance.
Can I ask
beautiful
you guys were the Warriors and which ones had the baseball outfits?
So who had the skates?
What a great show. Race Wars, what a great show. We've had a lot of fun. We've been here tonight. I wanted to know that we're so happy to have had the guests on tonight, and we only have like a few more minutes. And
no, we got another hour. We got to take a break. We do have to take a break.
Oh, that's what we got to do. Yeah.
Then we got another like 35-40 minutes.
Should we do the news?
You want
to
do news? I can't read.
Can you do the news?
Karen's going to do the news, and then we'll talk about it.
And we talk news.
I mean, I'm just here ready to do the news, but it's not.
We're
going to
take a break and do the news.
Mom's is here. We got Stephen Wright in the building.
And Shelby's
back. And we got the doctor, George Wallace. It's Race Wars, baby. We'll be right back.
Hello, podcast listener. This is Jared Freed from the J Train Podcast. Every Tuesday and Friday, we take emails from college students and postgrads about everything from relationships to nonsense. No question is too small. We answer it in a funny and frank and honest way. Find new and archived episodes of the J Train Podcast on iTunes, SoundCloud, Stitcher, and tune in. Check us out.
Back, baby.
What was that song?
Sherry? That's Sherry. That's a new song, Sherry, by
like
Giovanni James.
Why do I still
hear? Wait a second. Why did you stop that song?
Because we got to.
I'll send you a copy of
it. But that pisses me off when it's a good song on the radio and you guys cut it off. That was a nice song. Yeah. Much more interesting than anything we're going to talk about.
I don't know about that because we got Stephen Wright here.
Yeah, and he's only got a few minutes left.
Oh, he's got a few minutes left?
Yeah.
All right.
And he's going back to Boston. I ain't going to see him for a while.
15.
Oh, you headed back to Boston?
Not right now. Friday.
Friday.
I want to get an early
such a
How's
hurry?
It living up there? Do you love it up there?
Yeah, I don't live in the city.
That's why you love it.
I'm outside of cities, so I live out in the woods, like Carlisle, Mass, out in the trees.
Nice.
Because I lived in L.A. and Boston and New York, and then I became Mr. Nature guy about 10 years ago.
And do you love it?
I love it. I love contrast. I'm addicted to contrast. Like, I'm here doing this show, you know, Horace and Pete, and then I'll be in the woods. You
know, Stephen has a falcon. Did you know that?
That's why you love the lockup shows, too, because that's the contrast. You free while you're watching people locked up?
Oh. Man,
do you get depressed?
Horrible.
Yeah, I get
never
depressed.
I've never been depressed.
You live in a house?
Yes.
You got like a ranch fence around it with a gate and things like that?
No.
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 How's the neighbors up there?
They
was all right. There's a guy across the street. He's a anesthesiologist at Leahy Clinic.
Oh, yeah?
And we were talking, when I went out in the driveway talking to him once, and he said, I can't believe what you do. He says to me, I said, I can't believe what you do. And he said, yeah, what you do is unbelievable. And I said, yeah, but if I make a mistake, nobody dies.
Yeah. Yeah.
Anesthesiologist.
It's a lot of responsibility.
You know, they got that good stuff, too.
That
have
milk.
Have you had your colonoscopy yet?
Oh, nah. Is that the greatest? Not ooh, the, it's the juice.
Propofol.
He's a weirdo.
Is it propofol? The Michael Jackson milk.
Oh, my God. That is the greatest
Michael
thing.
Michael Jackson milk.
Oh, that's why I love a colonoscopy, because you get Michael Jackson milk.
I had a colonoscopy and an endoscopy at the same time. And I didn't
that's
I didn't
a lot of milk.
I didn't even taste it. I mean, it was
that's
really...
a medical Eiffel Tower is what that's called.
Oh, man.
Did they touch in the middle?
Dude, he must have been having a great time just sleeping on that shit every night of his life.
Propofol?
Trust me, it is so nice, man. If you ever get a terminal illness...
Why is somebody in Kurt's ass, though? Kurt's too young to have any of this.
No, I got it right at the age I was supposed to, 35. I got a colonoscopy.
No, you're not.
No, you're not.
40. No. Oh, no. I'm sorry. I had to because I was shitting blood, and I didn't know what was going on.
Okay.
Oh, my God. It was a hemorrhoid.
Do you think you can tell all of that on air?
Yeah, I know I can. God damn it.
The Kardashians.
I might be saving lives right
you
now.
You were not shitting blood. You were bleeding blood.
Well, when he shit, blood was coming out?
Look, I'll be honest. It was terrifying.
Wasn't coming from it. That wasn't coming from his, that just a muscle, a vein that was...
Yeah, no, he might have had rupture.
You know what? I had a polyp that they took out. So it's good that I got it because that, like 10 years, that could be a
why
cancer.
Do you have polyps at 35?
People just get that. It's in my family.
Oh.
My family's got weak asses. my mom goes, we have weak butts in our family.
this is a great show. This is a great show. Back to this Giovanni James. You didn't explain that to us.
Oh, Giovanni James, a young dude. Got a new album out called What You Want, and a lot of good songs.
Can I get it on iTunes or I get it where?
You get it on iTunes, yes. Get it on iTunes.
I thought it was fantastic.
He's great. He got good music. You're going to love it.
You like good music?
I love good music.
What is your most favorite song of all time, sir?
We'll have to be the nigga song we doing here.
Do you know you're on the show with me?
Oh, man. I used to love that joke, by the way. Remember your joke about putting on a blonde wig and then you lay in the sun so people go, hey, turn over.
That's hilarious.
Funny joke. I would go to the beach. There's certain beaches that had all white people in them and they had blonde, and they make me wear a blonde wig. And I would stretch out in the sun, people walk by.
Just be upset.
And they said like this, hey, mister, you need to turn over. They would whisper, mister, you need to turn over. You're crazy, girl.
Oh, that's hilarious.
Your favorite song, and what's your favorite song of all time?
I don't know.
Kurt don't really know music, though. Kurt's not a musical person.
But he has to have one. There's got to be one.
No, I have a song. I can't remember the name of it. It's, I'm blanking out.
Do you have a bluegrass version of that song?
I think that might be the original.
My favorite song is on Broadway right now. Is Beautiful still on Broadway?
Oh.
Yes.
I remember the song.
King, Beautiful.
It was this Jay Dilla song that I got way into. And it was called Nothing Like This. No, it was just like...
The Beats?
It was The Beats. It was Nothing Like This or something. And I was obsessed.
Instrumental.
I listened to that shit. I don't know why that I got obsessed with, but... I just listened to it over and over like a psychopath.
Yeah.
That song. You know, like not in a way you enjoy a song, but like just a weird...
Like it fixed your brain when you listen to it?
Like what's the guy name on the board?
Shelby.
Shelby, I'm going to teach you something. When you hear... comedians and visitors talking about different songs and things like that. It'd be nice if you were to pull it up on the damn board.
Oh, Shelby, play it. Let's see how Karen's song came out, actually.
Oh, yeah, let's introduce the news. Let's introduce the news and Karen.
All right. Before Steve goes.
All right.
Yeah.
Yep. It's on.
Filling in on news this week, it's esteemed journalist Karen Margolis.
I was ready for another line.
Yeah, I thought it'd be like, she's fucking Kurt.
Call her a slut or something. What show is this?
Hold on. I'll handle this. I am fucking her.
All right, good.
What a waste.
No. Let's get to the news, Kay. You got some?
Okay, so an Egyptian citizen named Saif el-Din Mustafa.
We call him Ray.
Yeah.
was arrested after he hijacked a plane for Egypt, and he had fake explosives strapped to his chest.
It was Hood from the Cellar.
Oh, yeah, he had the fake explosives.
Did this guy take a selfie with him?
No, yeah, some so dude
it was,
on the plane.
It was not
yeah.
a selfie. The stewardess, the flight attendant, took this picture. Like the best stewardess ever took this picture for this customer. Just at, he was the last Westerner deplaning.
Right. And he said, "Can I get a picture with you, the guy with the fake ball?"
And the guy said, "Yeah."
Yeah, it's on the coast. That's amazing.
And you know, it wasn't a terrorist thing. He evidently had some type of problem with his ex-wife.
Right, so he's trying to like get to see
bitches.
Her, go get her.
Okay,
he,
guys,
he was trying to kill people.
Listen,
okay.
If your name's Saeed anything, you don't get to do that. I'm sorry. We're just going to assume it's some other shit. You don't get to have personal problem explosions.
Yeah.
Was that we're going to think it's Islam.
Was that the top story in your news?
It's like, it's...
No, we got
it's
like
three, four. There's a couple top stories.
Because you mentioned the best flight attendant in the world. I think the best flight attendant in the world was the lady that went through the other day with the cocaine.
Oh, she's up there.
Yeah. Jackie Brown? Yeah.
Well, she lost it. She left it. 70 pounds of cocaine she was trying to bring into LAX. But she's a flight attendant, and they usually don't check them, but they can check them.
This time they did.
They checked her, and she kicked the shoes off.
And ran home.
Kicked off her high heels and ran out. They caught her 3 days, and she surrendered.
All the way to the East
Coast. New York. Yeah, she surrendered in New York 3 days
later.
We think
her time is for that, for 70 pounds of cocaine.
She'll be all right.
Yeah?
She'll be all right. She probably made $1 million on it.
I mean, this is the first time she got caught, apparently, and I don't think this is her first time doing it.
Can't be because
she's 70 pounds.
70 pounds is not your fucking rookie year.
Steve, you ever
she
do
was
any...
beautiful. That woman
she's
was
gorgeous.
Beautiful.
Yeah. Good looking woman.
Black people okay. are moving
I tried
up.
To buy some cocaine.
She's a black lady, wasn't she?
Yeah. 15 years ago, she would have been selling crack inside, busted on a Peter Pan bus.
She was a straight up Pam Grier.
More time with the crack, though. She'd have got much more time with the crack.
Yeah, she would have got more time with the crack. Ain't that crazy? 70 pounds of coke, what you can make millions of pounds of crack.
Let me ask you something.
I give you less time than a crack.
Because I know it's the same thing, but is it? Could you argue that crack did so much more damage than just coke did, and that could be why it was so severely punished?
No, it's because it was in black people's hands. That's why
exactly.
it was severely punished.
But so was coke and heroin.
No, it wasn't. Not as much. The cocaine was mostly white people using cocaine and its pure form like
but
that.
Look, when heroin, the 70s was heroin time, right? Which is bad.
It is now.
I was talking to some cop that knew a tell at the cellar, and he was talking about when crack hit, when because it was always shitty because of heroin. He said when crack hit, they never saw anything like, it was like 3 months.
Because people were breaking into places.
Because
and
you didn't
he
make
told
so
me
much.
He went to a call, this old lady had chopped her grandson's head halfway off like a Pez dispenser with a machete. She was Haitian. He tried to steal a TV for crack and she was sick of him. Exactly. Hacked him with a machete. His uncle woke up like, what happened? He goes,
was he halfway dead?
He lived. The guy lived. They connected his shit.
Victimless crime. Victimless. That's
so you're right. Less penalties for crack then. I guess you're right.
That's the same thing that happened to Gator in a Jungle Fever, Spike Lee movie.
Exactly, that's what I thought about. Exactly,
I do it. I'll do it. And then his father shot him.
And we're back with more news.
And the same as Marvin Gaye. They actually took that from Marvin Gaye's life because that's how he was on drugs and his father shot him.
I am the last comedian to open for Marvin Gaye.
Really?
You set him up.
Really?
Right here.
After you got off stage, he was like, I think
it
your father
would.
He said, your father want to talk to you. Thank you, George Wallace.
Going in
hey,
there,
Marvin.
Going in there.
Your father said he would speak
right
to you.
Right here in New York City down the street, Radio City Music.
Oh, really?
Was he a nice guy?
I didn't know because I was scheduled to do 20 minutes.
Uh-huh.
And the guy would crawl out on his knees and get on the floor and go like this. We go, you know, comedians know. Don't crawl out here, you stupid idiot. I don't know what stretch means. So I was on stage 45 minutes. Got a standing ovation.
Good for
and
you.
30 minutes later, he still was not on stage. I didn't know what was going on, but I had been working for him for like 6 months.
Wow.
And I knew things were happening. So I didn't know the drug.
He was hitting the stuff.
That's a tough fucking job, though, man, if you got to stretch that much on a concert. It's not. They're not even there
and
for
being
comedy.
Young, too. Being a young comedian.
That's a really weather testing, man.
Mm-hmm. And I did that.
How many ladies was in that motherfucker?
Oh, my God. It was just amazing.
What's that? Hey, music. Oh, you play Marvin Gaye. Shelby!
I like you. You're really doing it.
Good old Shelbfish coming through.
Yes.
You know, read a storyline while we got this nice Marvin Gaye.
Donald Trump wants to ban abortions and then punish the women who get them.
Finally.
Hey, let's have a show.
This happened on Wednesday, last Wednesday, that women who undergo abortions should face some kind of punishment
There's
if the procedure
right
were outlawed. And then he had to clarify
if it was outlawed.
It was
question.
Outlawed.
Right.
Can I ask you a question?
And
what if you have a miscarriage, which is an abortion God gives you?
then God's responsible for that, and he has to do a probation.
He has to do time.
I think that's Ted Cruz's job to deal with that.
So Trump is even saying he'll do.
No,
oh,
so he backpedaled,
right,
and then he goes, yeah. "I'm like Reagan, and I think that the doctor should be punished and not the woman."
Oh, he looked up Reagan and then said that. He's not gonna. He
has a "What would Reagan do?" bracelet. Yeah.
Reagatron, what is it?
It's like, what would Jesus do?
Story number two. Three.
All right.
There you go. Hit the third one.
Protesters gathered in Minneapolis after police officers were not charged for the shooting of Jamar Clark, who was a 24-year-old black man. And then it
Why
was...
did you mention black? We knew that.
Yeah, he got shot by cops.
Fair enough.
Stop double talking.
Amen. It's not important.
Cop not charged.
Hey, stop race baiting.
Now, I hope I don't say this right, and I hope I don't offend anybody. I don't know how to say this. No. And you just told me you're not Jewish.
No.
Has a Jewish kid ever been shot for doing anything?
That's a good question.
Yeah, hold on. Bugsy Siegel.
Hey, yeah. Bugsy.
Right in the face.
Yeah, Bugsy's, he wasn't exactly
Bugsy
not
Siegel
breaking the law.
He made a lot of money
for
me.
George Wallace a lot of money.
I worked at the Flamingo
Vegas.
For 10 years. He built my hotel.
Wow. Mm-hmm. You're connected to a lot of...
Mafia.
Dude, who is our... I'm fucking... blanking on his name, dude, like an asshole. Oh. The dude from the Damon Wayans football movie with Bruce Willis. He was the bad guy. He came on our show twice. I'm like having that idiot.
Taylor Negron.
Did you know Taylor Negron?
Yes, I did, of course.
Dude, he did the show like two or three times.
He did our show two or three times.
Yeah, he was so
he
great.
Was a nice guy.
Oh, he's a fun guy. Taylor Negron, back again. We're going back to Gary Shandling, same group.
Yeah,
all of us,
God bless us.
Grew up together. Yeah, so that's cool.
Were you weren't Punchline, right? Did you do Punchline?
I did Punchline.
You weren't Punchline. Yeah, uh-huh. That movie, right?
That was Tom Hanks?
Tom Hanks movie.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
I was a... They put me on a cast and stuff like that. I couldn't lower my arm, and Tom Hanks was saying to me, "What do you do? I'm a doorman. What do you do? Hell cabs for people in the cast." And that's just crazy. But that was a good movie. We enjoyed that.
Do you get questioned about the lockers all the time by people?
Because there's no such thing as
lockers.
Yeah,
it's comedy lockers.
Stephen, I think
you
gotta
go.
You about to bounce out? Oh, you man. Too, man. We should take a pic before he leaves, though.
Yeah.
Did you take a picture already?
Yeah, let's take We got to get a group picture now.
You know you're a big star when you can just get up and just walk out.
Oh, you're going to take it with him.
No, he's a big star.
Nice scene.
Just get up and walk. Thank you so much. This is wonderful. Ladies and gentlemen, we're now on air taking a live picture.
Because Steven's leaving. How often am I going to get a picture?
We got to do this. I mean, this is part of the game, goddammit.
We've been hanging out for Horace and Pete like every fucking weekend.
I can't believe it.
Dude, yeah.
Thanks
a lot. Thanks
really
so
appreciate
much,
it, really.
He's a germaphobic, too. You know, he has gloves on in the studio.
Yeah. He's old school like that.
No headphones, no handshakes.
Thanks a lot.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
That's good he come up because he was very nervous. Because
you came. That's why it helped to convince him.
Yeah,
and I said,
"Mom's
coming." So he goes, "I'll sit on the side."
I told him, make him come because he doesn't do stuff like that much.
Yeah.
And people want to see him and hear where he is.
Yeah.
Like, that's why I wanted to promote the show. He's in Austin somewhere.
Yeah.
And you got to do that stuff.
Yeah, you do.
Yeah, you got to promote. Put your business in the street. You know, that's how I became a comedian. I was a vice president of the world's largest outdoor advertising agency.
Right, advertising agency.
And I went into the comic strip, and I said, by the way, I do a little comedy on the side. I didn't have an act. I was a reverend then, and I had a robe on and a yellow page telephone book.
Yeah, I still see the picture on it, and the headshot's still up there.
Yeah, so that's why I wanted to promote him, man. Get people out there. People are listening.
I was begging him the whole Horace and Pete season to come on, but he was like, because I sent him the show, you know, with Drunk Trump with Artie Lang and when Coulter was here.
Oh, yeah.
And he goes, "I don't think I can do the show," because it sounded too loud for him. Like, he was like, I'm like, dude, it's not, you could do however you want. Just blurt out whenever you want.
And Coulter, I don't think I could have done that show.
She's been on several times. She's the best. You'll love her.
You'll be mad.
You would love her.
But her politics are what they are, but she's
but
joking.
I don't think I'm smart enough to deal with her.
No, you are.
You are.
Stop but it. You're right. She does know her shit. So if you want to argue, you got to come correct.
She would love you too. She would love the shit out of George.
She loves comics, dude. Listen, people really hate her guts when I even mention she's on. And I'm telling you, come meet her if you think you're going to not like her, because you're going to like her.
She's a regular person. It's like, my family, I don't agree with their politics, but that don't mean I can't go see them at Thanksgiving.
Who the hell agrees with you? You're voting for Trump. But no, there's nothing wrong with your family. It's you.
He can't. Sherrod, first of all, Sherrod's lying. He's a felon. He's not voting.
I'm not a felon.
He's a three-time loser.
He's a felon.
Wait a second. That, too. Once you get out of jail, should you not...
They try to change
depends
that.
Depends on
now,
the
by
state.
The
depends on the state. They some states you that. Can. Yeah. And I say, yeah, because you paid your debt.
You paid your
debt. But some other states, it's important that black people don't vote. So
That's how they did it.
That's all it is.
They ran it up on black people.
You're right.
That's why I never got locked up. Fucking always.
Trying to keep us down.
It's, well, you know what? It's just that, God forbid, a Democrat votes. I mean, that's what it is. It's not so much you're black, but if we could be trusted, if you could be trusted not to vote Democrat, they wouldn't maybe have to do this to you.
Well, the Democrats don't. They didn't stop it either. They ain't like they said, hey, this law is unjust.
It's always the lesser of two evils. And I'm not like one or the other, but it's always the lesser of two evils. Like, if you go for Hillary, it's not because you love, well, maybe because you like it, but I don't think so. I think it's because you hate the other people.
It's also because she's a Democrat. A lot of people like me, we vote because she represents us. However, I would vote independent if I thought the candidate was better.
Right. I'm registered independent because I just always know.
You don't
know.
Register to be an independent. You just
yes, you are. Yes, you do.
You do?
You register to be independent. Then I'll have to vote. I don't vote in the primaries.
There's a company. There's a group, an independent party?
Yeah.
Oh, I did not know that.
Yeah. Independent party.
Do you remember on SNL they had this sketch of all the third party, you know, all the extra parties going for president that you never hear about?
Yeah, yeah.
And one of them was the female circumcision party.
Roseanne Barr was one of those parties, wasn't she?
She had her own weirdo party, right? Oh, because
we need more parties than participating in this shit.
Do you know Margaret Cho?
Yeah.
Something happened this weekend with Margaret.
At Stress Factory.
First of all, why was people on stage with Margaret Cho? They let the woman come on stage and take the mic out of hand. Tried to take the mic out of hand.
Well, Vinny.
Where the fuck was
security?
Did you
read Vinny's statement?
What'd he say?
He really backed her up in a good way. I thought Vinny handled it just right. That's a tough position.
Well, not in the moment they didn't, because nobody should ever get on stage.
Right, I heard.
Nobody
it was,
should
here's what I heard.
Stage.
By the way, I like her. I really like her a lot. Margaret.
Yeah,
Cho.
I met her
a couple times. She's like,
but
cool,
she went
serious.
Off a little bit. This was different.
She's talking about rape.
Yeah, it wasn't. Listen, it wasn't just because my whole thing is like, why is this fucking new? And Karen pointed this out. If it was a crazy weirdo thing, well, good. You got your extra money's worth. You got to see something
not
crazy.
In the
how lucky
you had
for you to get
there.
An extra show.
You had to be in the audience to know
that's
the
right.
tone.
That's
you know how I know.
So here's how I know the tone. One of somebody told me who was there and said it
was truly
the most bizarre thing they've ever seen.
Because
like,
she was talking about white people were wrong.
No, he told me they had to help her onto the stage. This is what he said it looked like to him, but we don't know. This
is what happened before she got there.
It looked like Xanax and alcohol. Which
she
I
said she was. Well, she said this is her statement. She said she was jet lagged. She said she was jet lagged.
Yeah, well,
she said jet
but here's
hey,
why
we don't
I got
know.
On,
we don't know.
Here's
don't
the
know.
Clip that I saw on TV that I said I'm automatically on Margaret Cho's side. When they were taking out the people who was heckling and took the lady off the stage, one of the people was like, she's making jokes like that this close to Easter? I said, okay, they
shut
wrong.
Up. Oh, my
wrong.
God. I want Margaret to tell 5 more rape jokes right now.
Yes.
Oh, that's fucking... I forgot about that.
Oh,
shut up.
Shut your fucking dumb religion
shut
up.
Shut up, like New Brunswick.
I want to jump to the screen
you.
And kill somebody.
I feel great being the cleanest guy on the show. I really do.
Can I just say something?
And being dressed like an Easter egg?
No, you can't say anything. Shut the fuck up.
Karen was abused by a pause egg just now.
Can I just point out that Shelby tweeted out the picture we just took and he captioned it, 4 great comedians and Karen Margolis.
Oh, Shelby. Is pulling mad weight.
That's the way it should have been.
Shelby is pulling his weight.
Shelby, you already tweeted that out. That's pretty cool, dude. You're doing a good job.
That's a pretty sick burn.
You guys got every 45 minutes. You got a new board person coming in.
Shelby's the master board man. I know there was other people.
He came in 30 minutes ago. I know,
but he came in late today.
Why were you late, dude?
Another show.
See?
Yeah, guy's busy. We
must
lose him.
Must have been better. Another
he cheated on us.
Show.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, we're happy to have you here. And you keep tweeting, and you follow me on Twitter, all right?
Yes.
By the way, you can follow me on Twitter, at Mr. George Wallace.
That's right.
Yeah.
And I tweet pretty good. Last year, I was voted one of the top 25 funniest tweeters by Rolling Stone magazine. Also, I was voted number one tweeter in America by Playboy. And I didn't
tell the crowd, the audience, please follow George Wallace. Now that Cosby's gone, he's the last clean
he's all we got.
Guy we've got.
It's him and the father from Family Matters.
He's the last childhood comic we've got.
It's him and Family Matters father.
You don't have any rapes coming up.
Did you ever meet? Shut up. Shut up. Somebody on, said on one show we did, all of us has done one thing. All of us have done one thing. We're just one step away.
Oh, I had several things that were one step away. Well, I had the tippy toe.
Remember in college when your girl would be asleep and you just start fucking her and she was cool with it, and then now you can't do that because it is literally rape. Like,
I still do that.
But yeah,
but I've been in a relationship for 8 years.
You don't
so.
Go to college though.
Wow, I went to Morgan State University, sir.
Did you, dude?
Yeah.
Almost went to school there. They have a program there that very few schools have. My first degree was in transportation. They offer that.
Okay, yeah,
Morgan
they do.
State.
That's yes. right.
You don't know what the hell a degree in transportation is.
They have
that's right. Because yes, they
just
do.
Listen, I'll break it down for you. They just opened up a whole new engineering building in the section, and they got the transportation school over there too. It's a whole fucking
it's nice. Complex. I thought they just
it looks so much better than when I went there. It's disturbing.
I thought they just teach you here and there, and then like you
did you go to school, Kurt? You go
I went to art school or Art Institute of Philadelphia.
He white. He'll be all right.
He'll be all right. Well, that's when you did like graphic design. And
yeah,
stuff
I wanted
like
to draw
that.
Comic books. And you know Reggie, the dude that was on Horace and Pete, the guy from The Wire. Not The Wire. Is he from The Wire? Reg. He's a black actor. I just know him as Reg. He's in a million things. He was dirty in Pootie Tang. He was the dirty, you know, the villain, Dirty Don or whatever. The guy's in a million movies. He was there today on set. The guy.
I
Reggie.
Think I saw him. Yeah,
but with the curly hair.
Yeah, that dude, I was talking to him, he fucking was a comic book nerd too and went same thing as me and thought he was going to do that and he just started doing acting and was too lazy to draw, which is what I did.
Now, you've been on this new show with Louis C.K. for a while, Horace and Pete. And,
yeah.
What episode? We're doing like number 10 right now, right?
Number 10's was coming out Saturday,
Saturday.
But I don't know the official number of episodes, nor would I say.
Okay, and do you have you heard any... reactions from the...
As a matter of fact, on Lainey Gossip...
My favorite gossip.
Yeah, her favorite gossip site, she said... Well, wait, what are her exact words?
She said that the show's good, but you have an unpleasant screen presence.
There you have it.
I've been saying that for years, Joker.
I know who is you. Who is you?
Kurt.
Kurt. I play
you, Kurt Metzger.
Really?
Him.
Yeah, I play a guy named Kurt who's talks too much.
And, I told Louis the other night, I was like, it's like a documentary for Kurt.
I told Louis today that I thought like maybe Sherrod had left a horse head in his bed to make me get this part. It's a guy just like me. Maybe a big star.
You don't look present on camera?
No, that's what this Canadian...
He doesn't.
That's what this Canadian...
Look
it's
at
a gossip site, and she wrote it up.
I know, but
her
saying...
Her comedy opinion's not good.
I'm saying to her...
She's
all right.
People
liked
it.
That
she
wasn't a comedy
right.
opinion. She know how to look.
She's a journalist.
She's got eyes, doesn't she? Doesn't matter if she's in Canada.
Not talking
they can
about
see.
You. Not talking about you in particular. The show is so different.
Yeah.
Dude, I think it's incredible.
How is America receiving it, my question?
That's true.
The ones that'll pay the money are way into it, and then the other people are like, I'm not paying $5 for a play.
Well, say I paid $5 for the first, but the others are $1.99.
They're $3 and $2. I think it's the most, like, first of all, I'm such a an uncultured buffoon. I would never have watched a play unless I was in it.
Yeah.
But I got sucked in it because we're sitting in the
bar. Wait a second. You guys are really screwed, and somebody should have informed me that I'm watching a play because I'm not acting like I'm a play. I'm acting as a comedian, and that's wrong.
Well, that's how I view it now. I don't think he officially says it's a play like that, but that's what I
but
look at.
But it is.
It as.
I know the first edition, the first
had the
episode.
Intermission.
Yeah, had the intermission, and that's what threw me off a little bit. Now you're saying it's a play.
Well, you sounded good when I heard when I was watching.
You want to reshoot your shit, don't you?
I always want to reshoot my stuff. I never, ever. When I did a movie with the Coen brothers, the Lady Killers.
Oh,
and
right.
They were very fast
I just
and
watched
quick.
That.
They were very fast and quick, and they said, I always wanted to do it over there. It's good for us. They do like one, two.
Yeah, they quick
they
shit.
Quick, God.
That's why I like
that.
It, though.
Dude, that's the best part of Horace and Pete is heat. It's
in
like that coverage. You know when you got to get coverage? So you're doing it. One time I had a fake laugh in some scene, and it was, we just need coverage. You know how stressful it is to fake fucking laugh? Well, I guess you
but
know
it's
show
good
with me.
The way he's shooting. It's good.
I do it all the time. For
it's
you,
good
Kurt.
The way he's shooting because if you shoot rehearsal, you're gonna get your best reaction. You can always use your rehearsal shots, and that is good. And I think we're gonna push this, Horace and Pete. And I'm working with Steve Buscemi.
He's awesome, isn't he?
Oh my God,
He's a talented son of a bitch.
He do, you know Animal.
But
you
he is
animal
a butterface. He's a butterface.
Steve's a butterface.
I don't know what
to do. You know
means.
What he told me?
Everything is good but his face.
You never heard butterface? Hold on. Malleable and butterface, you've never heard. Is Malleable Butterface our title?
Malleable Butterface.
Yeah,
yes.
With George Wallace. Malleable yeah. Butterface. George
no,
Wallace.
Dude, I got to go to work tomorrow, okay? I got to go to work tomorrow. And I'm going to be doing my lines and I'm going to crack it up.
Yes. Him.
Dude, you know what Steve
yes.
told me, Buscemi? On Pulp Fiction, where he's dressed like Buddy Holly, you know, they're at that 50s diner restaurant.
Oh,
John
yeah,
Travolta
yeah.
and Uma Thurman. And so they got their costumes on, and one of the producers sees him. And he goes, wow, that's a great costume. And he goes, how'd they get your teeth like that? They thought they gave him fucking stage teeth.
You mentioned that first up front. He's a character now that he can't get.
Oh,
any work done on him. He has to stay.
He has to stay
yeah,
that.
No, he has to
yeah.
stay that.
No know. Botox, no nothing. Gotta
but
keep that
funny.
Face.
Dude, he's like the cool, because especially on his set, it's like who you can hang out. That's what's good about that show. Everybody's cool to
I
hang
think
out
it's
with.
Cool. I think
you
it's
can
cool.
hang with everybody.
It's
like,
an honor to be there, to be asked to be with you guys. And I'm probably the worst actor on the show, but.
If Kurt's on the show, that can't be so. You know,
it's funny. Listen, it's funny
can't
you say that.
Statement.
Well, I didn't want us to say it like that.
I know it's funny you say it because Louis did verify you are the worst. And, but I told him, listen.
But I told him, we got to keep him.
I go, hey, but I feel Cosby's good, gone. This is all we got.
I wanted to do a show with Cosby. I wanted to, CGI,
yeah.
right?
What was it called? Gotcha, Cosby? Gotcha, you dirty fucker.
But I wanted
he
to
was a shame
on
you.
He's
I wanted
innocent
to do
to
all of the shows, put my face there, and we can update it.
Oh. Sure, yeah, that's a good
keep
idea.
Those people, keep those people working so they can get their money back.
Yes.
Somebody will, because they did that where they blanked out Cosby like they had jokes, but if anybody's listening,
yeah, they got me.
Put
I'm the
Wallace.
Jello. I'm the Jello man.
They made
yeah.
you the Jello man?
I did. I made me everything. Everything Cosby did.
You're going to take all his shit.
Funny. Ready,
yeah, yeah.
Wow. Yeah, give Cosby shit to George Wallace.
That's, yes.
It's been George here the whole time.
Yes.
Yeah. And they could shoot it. What, you do it in a studio and you just.
Yeah.
Oh, that's too funny.
Can we get George's head on
oh,
Cosby's
top of
head
Cosby's
dancing?
Now, what music are you doing now? He's trying to be.
That's the Cosby Show.
Oh, that's
the theme to the Cosby Show one of these.
Now, oh, we got. What happened to Rosemary's Cosby? Did we ever show that to us?
Was that the?
It was Rosemary's Baby, but with Bill Cosby.
Yes.
Impregnating her instead. It was yeah. the remake of Rosemary's.
That's right. I forgot we did that.
You guys have the greatest. You've got the greatest format. You can talk about anything you want to talk about and just have fun.
Yeah. Well, yes. If you complain, it's like what you're listening to a show called Race Wars. Are you going to get mad?
Can't get
you
mad
knew
at
what
us.
What the fuck this was? It's called Race Wars.
I did not know what
not
this
you,
was.
But I mean other people.
I actually thought it was about cars.
No, I lied to you. I straight up lied. So you didn't know.
I'm with Seinfeld so much. I thought it was about.
It was a car show.
And George, as the one black guy allowed to get coffee with Seinfeld.
Hey, hey dude, that's no, okay.
Riding with Jews to coffee.
Oh my God. No, then we got what's the guy's name? This low.
Danny DeVito?
No. Black guy. He said I was.
Oh, Kevin Hart.
Guy. Kevin Hart.
Oh yeah, Kevin.
And we got Steve Harvey now.
I started with him.
You started with Kevin Hart in Philadelphia.
Oh, yeah. He took off like a rocket past
us. And he's still flying.
Still flying. He
oh,
got a
yeah.
shoe
he's
now.
He's even further ahead now. Than
he got a sneaker
back
now.
He was very further ahead. He's got a sneaker, is that true?
Yes. Kurt can't even find his other sneaker. Kevin got a sneaker line.
It just smells.
He has a sneaker?
Oh.
Yeah, like a workout fitness shoe.
George, okay.
Serious?
So a fan made this. You know Rosemary's Baby, right?
Yes.
So I asked them
it
to remake it.
It wasn't made across the street from my house, made at the Dakota?
Who? Rosemary?
No, this is with Woody Allen's with Mia Farrow. This is Mia Farrow.
Yeah.
She gets birth
I thought it was Rosemary's Baby.
So
but
this
we
is Rosemary's
Cosby.
Yeah.
Rosemary's
now,
Cosby.
This is the pivotal rape scene in her dream, remember, where the devil comes? Mia Farrow was pretty hot.
Oh, she was blazing hot.
Look at that.
She was a freak, too.
Look at it. Yeah.
Yeah. Now, are we online? People can also
yeah,
see.
Yeah, Rosemary's Cosby's
yeah,
there. Now, hold
on.
This
Facebook
is our
page.
Now. Here's the devil. Give it. Now, there's. I guess he's farting. It's green gas. And now her eyes.
I want to get you.
Really all right, and then the final scene. It's the same movie except two scenes are changed. Where this is where she sees her baby at the end. Now, she goes in the room and looks in the black cradle where they keep the devil baby.
And who's in there? Who could it be?
Yeah. Well, what's wrong with his eyes?
It's a little Cosby.
He has his father's milky
Kevin
eyes.
Kevin Hart. Kevin Hart.
It's Kevin Hart. That's a scary trumpet sound.
Yeah. That's some scary shit. This used to scare the shit out of me.
Yeah.
What have you done to it?
Yeah.
What have you done to its eyes?
His father's eyes. God is dead. Satan lives. Here is one.
Some fan just did that.
Isn't that amazing how he goes from the top
dude to the
bottom?
You think Bill Cosby would have been better off if he would have died 10 years ago?
I can't say anything about it would be better because he still has $400 million.
Yeah. Well, his legacy.
For Joe Paterno. He dipped out right when it got hot.
Joe Paterno, he did, didn't he?
Yeah.
Immediately.
That was a sad. Yeah. It's sad to see old men.
He didn't lose his pudding deal.
After all that living and raping.
Well, not Paterno.
Now, close up in your face. Right? But he turned his back when the little boys
because
were getting
pounded out.
He knew that. What's the guy's name, his buddy?
Sandusky.
Sandusky.
Do you want to know why he got away with it? Because of clean comedy. That's why. People that don't curse, don't report they saw someone getting fucked up the ass.
Yeah.
And people that swear are honest.
Yes.
And they go, hey, I just saw... Coach Paterno's like, oh, don't come on, guys, don't talk about that stuff.
Yes,
that's true.
And then if you're really clean,
yeah. He's clean.
I walk in here, I see a kid getting fucked in the ass by Sandusky. This thing on.
Stop doing Margaret Cho's whole set at the Stress Factory. God damn it, I really like her a lot too.
I love Margaret Cho.
In fact, now he's like Easter thing. I'm even more on her side.
We got to get her on a show. We got to get her on Race Wars.
Can
and
we get?
Talk it
can
out.
You try to get her, Shelby? I mean, if she don't want to talk about it, she don't have to, but I do like her.
Shelby, that's your assignment?
He'll locate her. You put Shelby on it,
is there anybody else you'd like to get on the show? Because we can get Shelby who can assign this. And
Obama. He's already on trying to get people.
Who would you like to get on? Maybe I can help you.
Oh.
Whoa.
You guys should get Martin Shkreli, the pharma guy.
You're a doctor. Dr. Wallace, do you know him? This big pharma guy.
That's the dude who raised AIDS medicine up 900%. Remember that asshole?
But he periscopes nonstop. What about the guy that was totally do the show.
The guys up in Oregon, those guys at that land settlement.
Oh, the guys who took over the place? Yeah.
What are you talking about? That'd be the
great.
Militia?
Yeah, that'd be great to get them.
Didn't
they
get shot, though?
They're in jail.
I always thought the best way they could get them to move out was just put a black family
right next door to them.
Yeah. You know, George, I'll be honest. When you say you could get people, I assumed it would be some kind of Vegas magician. I didn't think it would be
a
militiaman.
What's going on outside the window here? God damn. Jesus.
What?
What in the name of ladies?
Hold on.
Can they come in?
God damn, you can't. We only got 2 minutes.
Right. Well, we only got
Two minutes. Does it take 2 minutes to see that?
If you saw the ass
that just walked by this window.
Yeah, tell her to come in here. Good God Almighty, come on.
Yeah.
This is amazing.
Hey, what's up, guys?
How you guys?
That is an outfit right there. I have the same thing on earlier.
This is George. I'm Kurt. That's Gerard. That's George Wallace.
I'm Dr. Wallace. How are you?
I know George Wallace. Okay. I'm a fan of George Wallace.
All right, so be chilling. What's your name?
Okay, skip it.
Jazzy Bell.
Where are you guys coming from?
We're coming from Street Super Radio with DJ K Slay. I'm his co-host.
That's right. That's the co-host.
I'm DJ K Slay's co-host. How y'all doing?
How did he?
Shout out to Street Super Radio.
Did he pick you through an ass competition?
No. But you would think because I am well endowed, I'm holding.
You voted well endowed.
I thought I was well endowed. You are well endowed.
Up until now, I was checking out George, and you totally took it away.
In the derriere position. But how are you? I'm such a fan. My father, oh my God. We used to watch
Girl, I am your father. Let me take you
something. So he wanted to call you daddy?
Dr. Wallace, please.
listen to me. You're working today. You come to work like this every day?
Sometimes I like to switch it up.
Wow.
So,
she's charming also.
I do have a cat suit. That's what I have on right now.
Well, you're very nice. And can I tell you?
We got to put a picture on Facebook.
We got to have a picture. Oh,
what fragrance
we'll show
are
you respect,
wearing
but
also.
If you're a wax figure, I'm fucking it.
No! Always be respectful. I'm from Detroit. Be nice.
Oh, my God. If I don't get nothing else in my life, I got
to
have it.
Be nice. Well, you're looking good. You stopped the show. You stopped our show. We literally had nothing to talk about. We were out. And we saw the fire truck go by.
Do I know what happened? My fiance Karen pointed you out and said, "My God,
none of us can believe
this." Like the beginning of that.
How is that a thing?
How well, is that a
my
fucking
minus? Look the, at her butt.
Oh, she gave you a Becky
oh
moment.
My
look at
God
her butt.
We
oh my God, it's
every
seven
day.
But I'm here every Wednesday.
We had just asked.
We see you every Wednesday.
Thank you.
We had just asked who could we get on the show that would be excitement. Oh, and you walk right by just like that.
It was incredible.
I yeah mean,
but you
come
don't win
on
any money. You can ding, 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 ding all you want. You get no money, but you
you gonna get that ding, 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 ding though.
I get a ding, ding, ding.
You get a ding.
Sometimes
ding
that means more than money.
Yes,
just yeah a little appreciation goes.
Well, we're gonna
a
give
way
you a ding.
Well,
ding,
I'm
ding
appreciating
this
it.
This is the year of asses. It really is.
I it's just want her ass on like a cereal box so I can look at it and just it's eat my cereal.
yeah, and my cereal bowl would be shaped like an ass too.
Wow,
we got a whole thing planned. Show that you've been on that people talked about your anatomy. Your
no,
she's
your
on posture a hip hop show.
I'm on a hip hop show exactly. And if you know anything about DJ K Slay, he is an astrologist.
I tell you,
an ass-a-tician, an astrologer, ass major.
K Slay
yeah
is doing
yeah
it right
yeah
over there.
Oh my God,
we're so happy. Have you stop by? I'm just a guest today. They make me stop okay by, and it's wonderful.
Oh, are we almost done?
We're done. We're done. Oh, we've been done.
Really?
George, you
but we still on.
You anything to promote?
Yeah, what you promoting, we go. Dr. Wallace?
Oh, I'm going to be, hey, listen, I'm going to go somewhere. I'm going to do people down in Alabama. I'll be there on May 15th. I'll be at the Wind Creek Casino.
Yeah.
And everywhere else I am, make sure you stop by.
And where else? You're on Horse and Pete with me on Saturday.
Saturday, I'm on Horse and Pete.
That's right. That's right.
Yes, Karen, we're all over the place.
Just Crass the Mouth and at Karen Margolis on Twitter.
Shoddy.
New show, baby. New show starting in June.
The Week in Black and White.
The Week in Black and White starting in A&E.
Your other white friend.
In June. Second week in June, I believe.
You said I was your only white friend.
I lied to you. I lied to you.
He's cheating on me with other white people.
White people got to have more than one.
Thank you.
What's the problem? I'm not white enough.
You had to get Christian. Yeah. Can I say, since you guys are listening, if you want to see what they're talking about, follow me at JazzyBellTV. That's JazzyBellTV.
Do it.
Bye.
Bye.
What an ass.
Hey, thanks for coming in, Jazzy Bell. Thanks,
Lord have mercy, Jazzy Bell. What? If I don't get nothing else ever, I gotta have it.
The door opened on its own, like look, one of those automatic
I just
doors
have to do it so I can tell a black friend to make him cry.
How do you stay balanced like that?
Yeah, it's impossible, right?
Damn, that's a fat one.
She must flip perfectly. Because the ballast of ass and tit ratio.
Did you see the ass on her?
We gotta.
And I don't talk like that.
George said, did you see the ass on her?
We want to thank all our guests for coming on today.
How's it going,
Lisa
man?
Traeger.
Stephen Wright.
Stephen Wright.
I really just dropped by just to charge
unbelievable
my phone.
Dr. George Wallace.
Yeah.
Karen.
Annie Letterman
who's dropped by too. And make sure that
Crass the Mouth, it was Brooke Arnold and Go To Gay Tommy. They were awesome. And we settled the